Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Madden Voice, show number 57. I'm sorry, 58. See, even I lose track. Show number 58, August 11th, 2009. We are 3 days away from what many gamers call the day of the year, probably the most anticipated day of the year, the day that Madden officially becomes available. And the video game world never is the same after Madden comes out, but the anticipation is unparalleled out there in the community. So tonight we have a number of guests, and all of which have the game, and all of which have graciously given some time to come on and really get into the game a little bit more to really get you guys ready for what should be a very exciting Madden year. And in case you didn't catch my name, it is me, Commissioner T, EAFL Commish, but everybody just calls me T, so you guys just call me T. I'm the owner of the EAFL, I'm the host and the Madden voice. My co-host is taking the night off, so K-Star, enjoy your night off. And I will manage the show as best I can without him tonight. Lots of people have the game. There's already lots and lots of stuff on the message boards about the game, but a lot of people haven't had a lot of time with the game, so some of our guests tonight have had a little bit more time, so we're really going to get in-depth tonight. There's also going to be an announcement made tonight, and you know, as we put in our ad, in this season of announcements that never seems to end, we're making, I wouldn't call it a huge announcement, but there'll be some interest for the Madden community on the announcement that'll be made tonight. And for the EAFL League members, we will be doing our draft next Wednesday night. So for the Madden community, there will be no show next Tuesday night. We will take next Tuesday night off in favor of one night only. We're going to move to Wednesday in line with the start of all of our leagues. We're doing a special Madden Voice draft show for all seven of our Madden leagues, and they're going to all draft at the same time, something that we've never done before. We're extremely excited about it, and we certainly welcome anyone in the community to listen in and to hear how we do our draft. And in between picks, we're certainly going to be touching on Madden now that by that time everyone will have the game. And as always, any of the latest news that's out there with the tournament community, with MLG, or anything else that's going on, we will certainly do our best to bring that to you in short order. So let me first introduce a gentleman that really, if you're involved in Madden, really needs no introduction. He runs one of the better Madden sites out there, has been a part of the game for quite some time, and we're very happy to finally get him on the Madden Voice. And actually, he's going to get some applause. We've been looking forward to having him on the show. But let me introduce Pasta Padre to the Madden Voice. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. My family would not even cheer that much for me, so I appreciate it.
Well, see, that's what you get when you're a first time guest on the Madden Voice. You get the whole fanfare, you get the applause. And then when you come back the second time, we just go, "Oh, it's Pasta Padre." So,
I'm used to it, so that's great.
All right, now you know what we always try to do with guests on the show. I think you're one of the people that most everyone knows who you are and what your site does. But you know, we're always picking up new people joining the community. So for those people, just a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your website, PastaPadre.com.
Yeah. So I started off just as a regular poster on forums years and years ago. It must have been 6 years ago or so. and worked my way up at originally MaddenNation.com, and worked on the staff there for a while, which converted over to Sports Gamer eventually. And at that point, I kind of decided I wanted to do something on my own, and that's what I do with PastaPadre.com now. It's kind of a news and content site, and I can offer previews and those type of things. And I don't necessarily go out and review anything, but I do throw out my thoughts out there, and hopefully people find some value in that.
I'd say, to say the least, I'd say your site is clearly one of the most respected out there for information on the Madden game. So I'd say, yeah, people certainly rush to your site to get your thoughts on the game. And you know, jumping kind of right into it, what are your thoughts on the Madden 10 game?
Yeah, so I spent a lot of time with it, and I even wrote in my impressions that I think I've played already since Friday having the game. I've probably played it more than, certainly more than Madden 09, Madden 08, but probably more than any other sports game this year already, and it's only been 3 days. It's got, for a long time, it hasn't really been there for Madden, at least with me, and that's kind of an addictive feel, and that's what I get from it. And it's a combination of things that kind of took it to the next level this year. Authenticity, presentation, and then just general gameplay enhancements. But even just down to some of the smaller things kind of tie everything together, like the game speed being slower. It's just a more enjoyable experience for me.
What would you say would be, if you had to pick one feature that jumped out at you from the change from 09 to 10, what would it be?
Yeah, well, in terms of features, online franchise, but we haven't even gotten to that yet. But in terms of gameplay, I look at that game speed as the thing that kind of ties everything together. With the pocket formation and the ProTac addition, allowing for the pocket, it's more fun. It's not as frustrating for me anymore with the, you know, sacks all the time, multiple turnovers. Just kind of a cleaner experience all around.
Yeah, I actually was lucky enough to get my hands on a copy, and I have to agree with you that you know, presentation was the first thing that really caught my eye. Now, finally, I think they don't have to be anything to be ashamed of when compared to the 2K game. And
yeah,
and,
I don't think you have to look at it like some people may look at it as what's still lacking, but what they've come from 09 to 10, what they've added in with that and the different feel it gives you, I choose to enjoy what we have this year instead of wishing for something more. And they've given us so much in 1 year that it's, you know, I can look past a few of the things that could be improved and certainly will be improved going forward. But presentation-wise, it definitely does bring you into the experience a lot more with the cut scenes and the even the halftime show and the extra point show in franchise, which I know still have, yeah, they are lacking in ways, but it's a lot better than what we had, and it's actually, it kept my interest more, and I usually would have skipped through those things, and actually don't do that so far.
Right. No, I agree. I thought, and then a lot of little things, like when the quarterback is getting hit and now throw a duck. You know, little things like that we didn't have in previous versions of the game just really, and I haven't played it as much as I wanted to since getting my hands on it, but I played it enough so I could at least talk about it tonight with you and everyone else that's going to be calling in. But yeah, little things like that just really it's off to a good start, I'd say. Really, I have to agree with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'd even go to something like, you know, I really, really enjoy playing with the Seahawks and them having their neon green gloves and neon green shoes. And, you know, it might sound stupid, but I see when I go to a game on Sunday, I see them wearing those. I want to see them in the game. And it's just kind of a cool touch. And it's something that MLB, the show franchise, has done really well with over the last couple of years. And it's obvious Madden is kind of going that direction also.
Right. I agree. You know, not to, and we want this to be positive, but was there anything that you saw that maybe fell short of expectation or wasn't as advertised?
Sure. There's several things. I kind of summed it up in my write-up that it didn't completely, none of these things really detracted from my enjoyment, which is something that in the previous years I probably would have become frustrated or upset about something in the game. But these, I mean, the CPU run game is probably not good enough. There have been a couple games where they've really actually gashed me, but it's usually on a couple big runs, but they're not very consistent. We're missing out on the sideline catch animations. I'm not sure what happened to those, but it kind of it causes you to lose out on some catches, or you see the CPU lose out on them. Turnovers, there's occasional CPU QBs throwing really odd-looking interceptions. The turnovers in general seem fine to me, but it's just those couple odd interceptions that stand out. But, I mean, it's stuff like that that, I can kind of live with at this point, or it could be fixed up with a patch down the line. It's nothing too severe that you'd be thinking, they can't actually improve on this with a patch.
Yeah, and I do remember when we had Phil and Donnie and Ian on, that they were pretty adamant that there would be some early patching in the game to take care of anything that they might have missed once the game went gold. So I think you're absolutely right. I think that they seem to be very attentive to really correcting some of the small things that might have slipped through the cracks, and that's just going to make for even better gameplay experience for all of us.
Absolutely. It's nothing major. Usually there's, even in the first couple hours of playing a game, I can usually find something that's going to bother me throughout. And I don't know if I've really found anything that's going to bother me, weeks down the line, like we've seen previously. It's really encouraging that after a couple days of me playing it, probably 20 plus hours at this point, that I haven't come across anything that's frustrated me.
Right. Now, I've read some things on the different forums. One of the questions that's being asked is fatigue. Have you noticed any issues with the fatigue in the game?
Issues? I don't know. It's I've been running some no huddle and seeing my offensive guys fatigue. Defensively, I'm not sure how the fatigue is working as much, but it seems to be doing a decent job on offense. I'm seeing my wide receivers subbed out. I was running no huddle a little earlier before the show, and I had my whole offensive line in the red, and so I think that combination along with accelerated clock actually balanced the game a lot this year, because you have to consider fatigue when running no huddle, and because this year actually no huddle actually saves you time, so it's an interesting balance. But the fatigue wise, I think I'm not sure if there's people are finding a problem with that. I haven't noticed anything.
Yeah, I just read several people commenting that, by third quarter, their defense is completely wiped out, and they just think that the fatigue isn't set right. That the guys should have a little bit more gas in the tank, by third quarter, halfway through the third quarter. And I read it more than one. It was several people saying, and I don't know if there's an issue there. That's why I just. Maybe if anyone out there is running into that, call into the show or join our chat room or send me an instant message on at EAFL Commissioner on AOL, and let's see if people out there, or is it just a few people, or is there more people running into it? It'd be interesting to know. And what about the question? One of the questions of the year has been rocket catching, and when the demo came out. People were still rocket catching, so a lot of people were getting really disappointed. But have you been able to, or have you looked into rocket catching on Madden 10?
No, I haven't, and I'm not really the type of person that looks into that kind of stuff or tries to break that stuff down. I've played against the CPU, and it's not something I do personally. So I've played a lot against the CPU, and then I played against buddies of mine online who wouldn't do it back to me. So I'm not sure if that's a problem. I mean, we've seen a bunch of people, at least with the demo, testing it and mixed results. As far as I've read, some people saying it can be done, others saying it can't, or it's not going to be effective. It's a good question, and we'll probably find out, by the end of the weekend whether it's we'll find some exploits by then, whether it's that or not.
Yeah.
I don't.
I think I think game comes out midnight. We'll know by 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's the first thing a lot of guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me bring on another one of our guest, was on the show last week as well, and back with us tonight, and from Console Kings, Butcher Black. Welcome back to the Madden Voice.
Thank you, thank you.
You've heard Pasta Padre give kind of his review, and he's got a full write-up on PastaPadre.com if anybody's interested to get even more insight. You've had the game for a while, but now that you've had it even longer, anything that you want to add to the conversation?
I really don't think I could change much or deviate from what Pasta said about the game. To compare it to last year's game will probably be like a disservice as to the progress as far as they've come, especially when Ian came on and his focus was him tackling or his team tackling certain issues in the game. And I think they've made a step in the right direction. I mean, is it perfect yet? No, but is it better than what it was when it first came out on the 360? By far, yes.
Excellent. Well, so far, I mean, and I got to tell you, overall, the reviews from the community, that's where, you know, the people that are out there playing in the tournament community have actually snagged a copy. The ones that I've talked to, the reviews have been really strong for the game. So I think we might be on to something here this year. Let me also bring on another one of our guests to talk about the game. And this is Glenn Cravens, and he's calling us from Get Your Tournament, and the website is gytnews.com. Glenn, welcome to the Madden Voice.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hanging in there. Getting ready for all these tournaments starting in the next
couple weeks. I hear you. Now tell everybody about Get Your Tournament.
Well, we cover the Madden scene pretty well here in the West, going to a lot of the Madden challenges the past couple of years, trying to follow the progress with the Madden Challenge. And now that MLG's picked it up and they're running with it, we're going to be continuing our coverage, talking to players, hopefully getting some players down to break down the game. Just going to try to do a lot of stuff this year with the Madden Challenge, try to go in depth with it, do coverage and everything. So.
Now, you've been doing tournaments and have been involved. What is your take on the new relationship now with EA Sports and MLG and the whole EA Sports Challenge series?
Well, I think it's a good thing for both parties. I know that it's been a while, a couple of years since that they've been trying to get this together. And me personally, I'm glad that it finally worked out. We're finally going to get to see the Madden players on the big stage, competing for the big prizes, the big titles, and everything. I think it was meant to be. Eventually, it was going to happen. I'm glad it finally happened this year. I'm going to be having to get ready to go to Dallas to watch these players go.
That's great. That's great. I'll be in Dallas, so I'll be looking forward to meeting you in Dallas. And let me just remind everybody, if you want to call into the show, you can do so. Right now we are live, and the number to call in is 347-838-9525. That's 347-838-9525. And when you do call in, if you press 1, that'll let me know that you want to speak. If you don't press 1, then you'll just sit in queue and you'll listen to us talk about the game. And that's fine, too. But if you want to ask a question or be heard, you got to press 1. That lets me know that you want to contribute to the show. You can also catch us on Twitter. And that would be the Madden Voice. So if you go to twitter.com/TheMaddenVoice, you'll see us. We're right there right now on Twitter. You can send me an instant message, EAFL Commissioner. EAFL Commissioner. That would be the way to reach me. And, of course, you can call in to the Madden Voice, 347-838-9525. Ask a question, give a comment. Do you have Madden 10, and what are your thoughts? Do you agree with our esteemed panel, or do you have some issues of your own that you found out about the game, or are you struggling and want some help? You know, is your 09 strategy not working, and you need a Madden 10 strategy? Call in, and we will provide you with some guidance and assistance. Well, the best we can. Let's put it that way, the best we can. All right, let's take a call. I have to look at my list. We have a lot of guests coming on tonight, so I want to look at my list to make sure that as I that I'm not missing. Okay, I think we're good. We have 908 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so amazing. How you doing, Kamesh?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, guys. I wanted to jump on the radio station because I see everybody, you know, putting their little two cents in about 2010. You know, I decided to put my little two cents in, you know?
Okay, what do you think? We've got Glenn on from Get Your Tournament. We've got the one and only Pasta Padre. We've got Butcher Black from Console Kings and myself, and now you, So Amazing. So what do you have to contribute to the conversation?
Well, basically, I mean, I already heard a little bit about what, you know, the other guys had just said, you know, the differences between Madden 09 and how they like to feel the game. So I'm not going to just, like, you know, repeat everything they said, but I'm just going to enhance some of the things that I said. You know, the last thing you just said before putting me on was, you know, is your Madden 09, you know, game plan not working in 2010? And I'll keep it real. The same game plan that I did last year is not working this year. I mean, I feel bad. You know, I don't want to put anybody on blast right now, but I feel bad for all those guys last year that just did the curl route rocket catches, and they were just, you know, relying on rocket catches for, like, third and 19s and things like that. You know, because this year, from the feel that I've got of the game, it feels like it's old-school NFL-style football. I mean, you're going to be doing a counterplay to the left. You better follow those blocks, because if you don't follow those guards and tackles pulling now, you're getting smacked in the backfield every time. You can't just sprint out the backfield anymore. Oh, the linebackers are coming in the gaps. You know, let me bounce out. You can't do that no more. It's either you're going to get smacked or you're going to follow blocks the correct way. It's not like playing NFL blitz no more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good thing. And it also sounds like Pasta, that's pretty much, you know, kind of similar to what you were saying, that the game, we don't want to rush and call it a sim game, but
yeah,
it really is closer to regular football.
And another thing I wanted to add also, too, I mean, I heard a couple of my friends that we were playing with the game today, you know, the play actions, too. Like, the play action to me in 09 was, you know, if you caught somebody with a play action, the only way you was really getting sacked in the backfield, if you didn't have good awareness at quarterback, was if there was, like, you know, a outside blitz or a cornerback or a D-back getting sent in. Now it seems like if I'm doing a play action and they see that, my boy sacked me today using a D-lineman, and I couldn't even get the ball off in time to dump it off just because of the realism that the quarterbacks make now. I personally think you can't just, you know, run a no 21 and 21 skunk somebody anymore. You can't. I don't think it's going to happen like that. I think a lot of people are going to have to play straight up NFL style football, run the ball, get under the center, go into the huddle, make your play calls, and that's it. I personally think, I'll be surprised to see somebody running people in tournaments or running people in leagues just by no huddling all day like people were doing in 09.
Right. Let me bring Pasta back on. That pretty much matches what you were saying about the game as well.
Yes.
More of a strategy-based game than you've seen recently from Madden.
Correct.
Right. And we, like we were talking about earlier, I'm sure there will be exploits or there will be something that'll, you know, people will catch on to, but as of now, when I sit down and I play a game, I feel like I'm being rewarded for strategizing, for reading defenses, and, you know, checking down. I feel like I'm being rewarded for that. In the past, where it'd be more like, okay, I should just run a corner route now so I can get my 3rd and 15.
Right.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, exactly right. That's exactly how it used to be.
Yeah, and you don't see, and right. I'm not getting that feel that there's anything necessarily that feels cheap to me yet.
Right. I think that's very encouraging that we can at least expect. I mean, I think, and I guess that was the next question. Let me bring Butcher Black into this conversation. Ask you a question. Actually, either one of you guys can answer. You know, every year we've been doing this for a while now. For the AFL, we're on our sixth version. We started in Madden 05, and so this is our sixth version of the game. But the game, it always starts off with such a strong feel, and then, you know, 2-3 weeks down the road, a bug, a glitch, a this, a that. Are we getting too hyped this year? Are we getting too amped that we might not want to say have a glitch-free game, but actually have a game that's stronger around strategy than we've had recently? Or was Madden 09, and I don't want to call it a bad game because I played it just like everybody else, and if I played it, then it wasn't a bad game. So it wasn't a bad game. It just wasn't what we expected. So that said, could it be that the change is so great that our expectations have jumped up, or have we finally gotten that game that we've been wanting from Madden for so many years?
Well, to me, it feels like they've turned the corner towards getting towards the right game. Getting back to the strategy and playing real football, I'm a guy that loves to kind of, you know, tick and tack and pick at a defense, and I'm a pocket freak. And I'll scramble if I have to. And this game kind of rewards me for having patience, of being in the pocket. And then I can dip if I need to, or I can, you know, make a fake to my slot receiver coming underneath and then go up top backside. So I think this game, I'm not saying that 09 was a slouch or anything. 09 was 09. But 10 is where it needs to be.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Now I'm gonna, switch back a little. Let me see. Hold on here. Okay. Just want to acknowledge. Yes, sir. I got your direct message to me, and I hope you can call in. We have a special guest that might be calling in and joining the conversation. So that would be great if he can call in and join the conversation. Let me shoot back over to Glenn real quick. What is the very first, you know, Madden drops 3 days, first event that you're going to be a part of?
Well, the first event I'm probably going to be a part of is the West Coast tournament run by A1. It's going to be on – actually, no. I'm likely going to be at one of the GameStop Madden tournaments, which actually is kind of a blessing if you haven't – if you were unable to get a pass into the Madden Challenge Dallas. You can still compete in this tournament series because there are going to be 4 weeks of these tournaments. So it's likely that will be the first tournament I'm going to be able to go to. It starts on the 22nd at most of the GameStop stores throughout the nation. And it's just like any other GameStop tournament where winners advance to the next round. So that will be my first lengthy look at the game since I played the demo. And from what I'm hearing from you guys tonight, it sounds like when I played the demo there were at E3. When I played the demo, it seems like nothing drastic has changed. I felt the same things that you guys were feeling are feeling right now. So I think it's gonna be very interesting to see how quick people can come up with a game plan in time for the GameStop tournaments and then the Madden Challenge in Dallas.
That's what I want to see. And at first, for your first comment, Coach K, as many of you know, the producer of the Madden Voice, the guy that sets everything up so that the show can run smoothly, went to E3. And that's pretty much what he said is he feels the game was very much like what he played in at E3 and things like the rocket catch and other things that people were worried about weren't there when he went to E3, and they aren't there in the game that he played. So I think that assessment is very accurate. And I'm also, as I'll be in Dallas, curious to see in 2 to 3 weeks what kind of scheme can the Madden tournament professionals come up with. And will it be, here's a question for the community and for the superstar Madden players out there, will it be the same guys at the top this year under the MLG system, under the Madden Federation tournaments, MLG tournaments with EA Sports, will it be the same guys on top? Or with this new game and maybe a focus on strategy, maybe, still early, so I'll say maybe. Will it be new people coming out? Will it be guys that were great years ago? coming back and resurfacing? I mean, there's so many questions as to who's going to be good and who's going to dominate, or will it be no one dominates? Will it be just parity out there and anybody at any given time can come in and do well at any of these events and win a tournament? I mean, these are the things that I am so curious about and can't wait to see.
Well, the one thing, and just to add to that, is I think the difference between this year's Madden Challenge and all the previous ones is that there's only going to be three live ones before the finals. Unlike in the past when there's been 15, 16, 17 live tournaments. So I think you're going to see a lot of, if I'm betting on it, I think you're going to see a lot of experienced players, a lot of the past tournament winners really shine, make it to the top eight. I don't think we're going to see any unknowns until possibly next year, and then the game might be totally different from there. But I think this year is going to be the year of the veteran.
Interesting. Let me, since you mentioned him and I see him on the line, let me also bring on a guy that I know pretty well, West Coast. The man himself, A1, welcome to the Madden Voice.
World champion Los Angeles Lakers. What's up, man?
So I hear, as I was asking Glenny, and his first thing he's going to be working on, maybe you can talk a little bit more about it.
Oh, A1. About the tournament on the 22nd? The GameStop tournament?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I have a tournament on the 22nd, and I actually might move mine to the Sunday on the 23rd, so that I can do some marketing at the GameStop tournaments. So I'm probably going to do that.
That sounds good.
Sounds great. Okay. I also want to.
Can I just say one thing real quick? If you guys. I know a lot of people talk bad about Rod and say he try to take money from everybody and all that stuff, but if you guys can go to Madden Holiday with an H, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, if you guys go on there, man, that dude is doing something big with the city of New Jersey. He has the mayor coming out on the 22nd. I know he doesn't want me to say anything, but you know, you got to give props to people when they're doing good things in the community. So if you guys check out Madden Holiday with an H, .com, man, that dude has a big event going on the 22nd. I know he doesn't want it out there, but the hell with it, it's out there now.
Oh, it's out there now. I also want to say hello to Ian Cummings is in our chat room, and hopefully if he has a moment, we can get him on the show real quick. He has been on once before, and he's listening in. So, and Ian, so far so good. Double thumbs up all the way across the boards on the game. And if you have a chance to call in tonight, we'd love to have you on the show. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's go 586 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Good. I really thought Ian was on. I wanted to ask him a question about a couple of things. I mean, I like the game. It's a couple of things that I'm noticing as years go past. Like offensive line IQ is up really, really high. I wonder if anybody is noticing that. It's like you know, 5 guys blocking 8 guys with no problem. I was wondering if anybody was noticing that.
Nah, man, I haven't noticed that, man. People out here got heat.
I mean, you can get heat. You can send a lot of people, but if you got I've been playing the game for like 3 days. You know, I had the game for like Indianapolis or something. And you got your two defensive ends out sending a lot of people. You can't really get a lot of pressure.
Man, somebody got a lot of background. Like I'm not good at the game, man. You know, I'm a tournament director, man. But I got some heat on the game, so I haven't experienced that at all.
Hey, Pastor Patre, what did you think about the I thought the O-line played pretty well myself. I know you can still get some heat, but I just watching the one-on-one matchups and watching what the O-line was doing, I thought it was much better than I don't want to say ever, but I've seen in a long time.
Well, I think there might be and I'm not sure why, but there might be a difference between when you go up against the CPU versus when you go up against the user, where there are times where you're playing the CPU and And you can be blitzing him, and I actually like that you can blitz him into bad passes now. That's another thing that I really like. But you can blitz him, and the pocket doesn't really collapse, and they'll have a lot of time, basically. But that's more like once every maybe 10 plays or something, where you can send extra guys, and they just can't get to the quarterback because he's kind of encircled. But out of that, and especially against other users, it seems like I don't see that very often. It's something that from E3 on, I know they've been working on trying to get that right balance. And it came close. I think it came real close. But there are those occasional instances where the quarterback gets an awful lot of time. I think that's mostly in the case of the CPU.
It's kind of develop a strategy. You don't want to send too many people, you know. Sending 8 guys, now you're losing people. You can't get any pressure from your front four, so it's kind of frustrating, but that's what makes the game good. I find a couple exploits in the game that I'm hoping they take out really soon, so hopefully they work on that. I was wishing that Ian was on so I can explain to him what I found. But
well, we probably won't do that on the show because we really don't want to promote exploits, but I'm pretty sure if you send it to me directly, the Madden voice at EAFLMadden.com, because I don't have Ian's contact information handy, I will make sure it gets sent over to EA. There might be, I don't know, Padre or any of you guys know of, is there's a way to send these right straight to EA. If not, send it to me and I'll make sure they get it. But I'm not going to use the show for, I know your intentions are good. You want to let people know about it, but you know how this community is, you know.
Right.
Once one person, it'll fly, and we don't want to do that.
I know. I just want to know, because I'm a tournament director too over in Detroit, and I just want to make sure that it's going to be patched up before my first tournament, because I don't want to hear the whine again like I heard all last
year. Sure. Sure, sure. No, I understand your concern. I think the bigger concern would be we have a very large listenership, and I'm not trying to toot our horn, but we don't want to spread the word of the exploits and then have people come to your tournament and use it. We'd rather be part of the solution. So feel free to send me any information you have, the Madden voice at EAFLMadden.com. It's a secure email address. And I will personally make sure that it gets sent directly to the development team, as I do have their contact information somewhere. I do have it. So if you do anybody, and that goes to anybody at any time, if there's no way to send it straight to EA Sports, which there might be, because I'm not saying there isn't, but feel free to send that information to the Madden voice, and we will make sure that it gets delivered to them, and so that they can act on it as they see fit. All right. Now, real quick, you said you're a tournament director in Detroit.
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know. So, is there a name to your organization or your tournaments?
G4Gamers.com, and the first tournament is on the 30th of August.
Okay, and how can people, if they are interested in being a part of your tournament, how is there a website or something they can go to, or?
G4Gamers.com is under construction, but we still got the registration up. We just was changing the layouts and stuff. We still got the registration up. We still got most of the stuff up. It's just under construction, so it's really a mess. But you still can do what you want to do. It's nice and secure. Probably on the left. Everywhere. You'll probably see my flyer somewhere. A lot of big things in Detroit. A lot of big things.
Sounds good. Hey. Good luck to you out there in Detroit, man. Thanks for calling in. All right. Let me also bring on our next guest, and this is from. Let me just double check here. Okay. Yep. Got him on. This is from GameSpot, actually. So we have Brian Eckberg from GameSpot. And first time on the show, so guess what? He gets the sizzling bacon too. Welcome to the Madden World. Gotta love it. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. That's definitely the longest applause I've ever received for anything.
Well, see, we want you to come back, so we got to do something a little bit different than what you may experience in other facets of your life. So make sure that you get some applause, man. So, hey, welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
Thank you.
You are on also with Butcher Black from Console Kings is on the air. We have Pasta Padre is on with us. We have Glenn from Get Your Tournament is on with us. And we have A1 now with KOTC, formerly of Madden Players United out in the West Coast. He's on the line with us. And me, of course, EAFL Commish. So welcome with all of us. And take a minute and tell everybody who may not know exactly what GameSpot does.
Well, hello, everyone, first of all. And what's up, Pasha? I haven't seen you in a while, man. But GameSpot, of course, is a big gaming website. We cover everything in the world of gaming, of course, not just sports games. That tends to be my specialty on the site. But we cover everything from every platform, you know, you name it, and GameSpot probably covers it. So, I hope a lot of people have heard of GameSpot. If not, go head on over and check us out. We got a lot going on all the time.
Excellent, excellent. And also got a special hello from Ian to Pasta and to you, Brian. So Ian,
oh,
Ian,
nice.
Ian is floating in the background. We still would like to get you to call in again, Ian, but he's floating around in the background and just passed the hello to you guys. Do I call you Brian or do you want to be called Mechberg?
No, Brian's fine.
Okay, because Mechberg is kind of it kind of makes you think of the wrestler, the Goldberg, Mechberg. I expect there's some music in the background when you come walking in, you know, Mechberg.
Next time I'll have my music.
There you go. What are your thoughts on the brand new game, Madden NFL 10?
You know, it's funny. I've been putting together a piece for the website this week on Madden, and I just was playing Madden NFL 09. Maybe 2 hours ago. I was playing last year's game, capturing some footage of the game, and then I popped in 10 again just to record some side-by-side footage, and I just cannot believe the difference in the game from you know, 1 year ago. It's astonishing how much the game pace, the slowdown game pace in Madden 10 really makes a difference for me. I encourage everyone who is on the fence about playing Madden this year, if you go back, or those who are going to buy it, the night before you get Madden 10, go play Madden NFL 09, and then you'll have a really good base to go by just to see how the game has changed in a matter of a year. To me, I think there's a lot of changes that have been made with Madden this year, but I think one of the most significant is that slowing down the game is one of the most important ones. It really just makes the passing game that much more easier. Not easy in a you're going to put up unrealistic numbers, but easier to make reads and easier to go through your progression. And I think it makes the running game more exciting as well. So to me, there's a lot of changes in Madden NFL 10, but you know, on the surface, the gameplay, the pace of the game is one of the biggest ones for me.
Okay, that's pretty much is matching what we're hearing, and I think it's I mean, I guess from a radio perspective, you almost want to get people disagreeing. It's probably better radio, but you know, but for the game itself, everybody seems to be on the same page. Struck by the presentation, struck by the playability of this game, and I think it's exciting for the community. Was there one particular, this probably, you know, guys, get used, this is a question I'm going to ask everybody who comes on the show tonight. Was there one particular feature that jumped out at you above all the others?
Yeah, the audible screen. It's terrible.
The audible screen?
That is awful, man. The game is great. Ian, you did a good job, but that audible screen, I guess that was last on the list. That thing is terrible, man. I still don't know how to do it, and I've had the game for a week.
The question was more on a positive.
Oh, man, my bad. I'm sorry. I was trying to get some good radio for you. So.
Yeah, I
apologize.
I know,
let me be quiet then.
I can always count on A1, man. If I want somebody to stir it up, A1 will stir that pot. Brian, was there one positive thing that jumped out, you know, one feature over the others, or a couple of features over the others?
Well, first of all, I don't know what A1's talking about. The audible screen is incredible. It's the best part of the game.
Here we go, here we go. You guys are giving it to me. All right.
No, I think, I mean, it's hard to, if I had to pick just one, I would say the pace of the game really impressed me, and I really like, online franchise is cool. I mean, I was really disappointed with NFL 09's sort of online league thing, and even though I'll admit I'm not the biggest online franchise guy, I like where it's heading. You can tell they're taking it seriously, and in I can only imagine what this feature is going to be like in 3 years or 4 years or even next year, because they've taken a big stride from last year. So that excites me to see where they're going to head next with that. In terms of gameplay, like I said, I think the passing game and the running game benefit from the slow down pace of the game. And, you know, this might not be a feature that I think a lot of your listeners will key in on, but I think the defensive assist button, which you sort of hold down the button and it sort of lets you keep up with players if you're playing defensive back or something like that, I think that's going to be a pretty popular feature for newer Madden players, or maybe folks who haven't played Madden in a few years, would like to play linebacker or would like to play defensive back, but are intimidated by the fact that it's really tough to cover a guy in the open field, especially when the ball's in the air. I think they're going to get a kick out of that. And, you know, I know from GameSpot's readership, which is an equal mix of, you know, pretty hardcore Madden guys, pretty hardcore sports fans, and very general fans who maybe the only game they play during the year is Madden, but they aren't necessarily tournament guys. They'll probably find a lot of use for those kind of features that are sort of more aimed at the, you know, the non-expert player.
Yeah, I was thinking about myself actually. So that sounds good. I'm gonna have to check that feature out. I need something to help me compete with some of these young killers I have in the EAFL. So I'll take anything that I can get my hands on. Let me also bring on, from MaddenHQ.com, Rick Payton. Welcome to the Madden Voice. Let me give him a little applause, too. Go ahead, let me give him a little bit. Even I'm getting tired of hearing it, but I got a show to love. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Great show you're putting on here.
Well, we're trying. We're trying to have a cross section of a lot of different people that have played the game, have been a part of the game, to really get everybody who doesn't have the game, which is 98% of the community, excited about Thursday night, Friday morning at midnight, standing in those lines and picking up their Madden game and running back and putting it in their Xbox or their PS3 console. What are your thoughts on the game?
I tell you what, I'm excited as the rest of them because, unlike the rest of you guys on here, I apparently don't have the right hookups. Alabama, give me a show. No, but, you know, I played a lot of the demo, love the game speed. I know a lot of different people have different thoughts about the game speed. Me personally, I think I'm going to love slow, but I love that EA gave us the option to set it however we want it. I think that's going to go over really well, and I'm just going to be in line like everybody else Thursday night and probably stay up all night long.
I hear you. And that is one of the things, you know, we even thought about, toyed with doing a show about 1 o'clock in the morning to get people's first impressions, but then we realized no one's going to want to call in and show. Everybody's going to be playing the game, so why even try it? But we thought about it. We gave it a quick thought and decided, nah, everybody's going to be playing the game. No one's going to want to be calling into a show. Let me bring on a member of my league, and a guy who is actually might be, and he'll have to clarify, might be the first Madden 10 tournament winner of the year. Showdown, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up, T?
How you doing? Glad you can make it. Now, you won an event at the new Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Shout out to Tony Romo, Dallas Cowboys. huge Dallas Cowboys fan here. You won an event. Tell us about this event that you won.
We're going to have to talk later about the Cowboys. But
we can talk later about the Cowboys, but talk about the event.
The event was nice. The way it was set up, it was set up the exact same way as the Old Madden Challenge format that EA used to do. It was probably, I'd say, about 100 to 150 people there. Of course, you know, no one has played the game, so they, you know, everybody was pretty much running really vanilla stuff. So it was pretty much all about running the ball and defense. You know, I've seen a lot of Steelers users and a lot of Cardinals users because I guess they were labbing the demo. But it was a pretty great experience. I mean, it was a great feel for me because that was the first time I played it on PlayStation. However, I played it on the 360 beforehand. But overall, it was a really, really great experience, and just glad that I could say I got a tournament win under my belt.
And just to clarify, this was definitely the Madden 10 game. This was a Madden 10 tournament.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Madden 10.
And who put this – and who were the organizers? Who put this whole event on?
EA Sports.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it was sanctioned by EA Sports and Sony. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with these names. D-Train and Coach Ruckus, they were two of the hosts there.
Yep.
Yeah, they were two of the hosts there, and like I said, it was just a really crazy experience. I mean, it's a good thing that I won, but, you know, it's a big tournament ahead in 2 weeks, and, you know, that to me, winning that tournament is great, but, you know, the real challenge is in 2 weeks on the 29th at the Hilton. Because I know
that's right.
tough competition there.
Yeah, the cream of the crop will be there. And now, real quick, did you play in any? Did you participate in any tournaments during the Madden 09 tournament season?
Uh huh.
Okay. So with this tournament? Even though this might have not been the same cast of characters, did you notice any early on any schemes that might have been developing under the new game? We were talking about that a little bit earlier. How curious we were to see what kind of schemes was there anything that people were either relying on or trying to do, you know, that caught your eye, like, okay, I'm seeing this, because you went all the way, so you had several games, something that you were like, okay, yep, I'm seeing this again and again, people are trying to do this or trying to do that.
I saw screen passes a lot. A lot of people were throwing the screens, funny enough. And, well, since it was on the PS3, I don't know if it was just primarily a PS3 crowd or whatnot, but I didn't really see too many rocket catching, actually. I actually did it on a person at the challenge, and
hello, did we lose you?
No. Oh.
Hello?
All right, showdown. I think we lost
cool.
you. All right. So he'll have to join us and call back in. But that was Showdown, member of the EAFL, and went to what might be the very first Madden 10 tournament, or at least official Madden 10 tournament, and won it. So good for him, and he will be in Dallas. And we wish him well down there in Dallas. But it's going to be stacked. It's going to be a who's who of the Madden tournament scene, all going to Dallas. And participating in the MLG's very first Madden tournament in their EA Sports Challenge series. So it should be exciting. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of people sitting on hold. And let's go with, 315 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What can we do for you?
Is Pastor Padre there? Is he still there?
I am.
Love your blogs, man. Love your blogs.
I appreciate it.
One question. Suction blocking. Does it still exist?
If it does, it doesn't. It's not standing out to me. I don't know about any other guys on, but I haven't noticed anything that's glaringly the result of that.
Okay, that's cool. I just want to know because I had a lot of problems with suction blocking in Madden 09, and I wasn't really feeling that, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. And if there's some of it there, I mean, there probably is. I don't know if they can eliminate it completely, but at least I haven't noticed any plays getting blown up or because of it.
Okay, I have one last question. How do you compare the morph in 09 to 010?
Compare what?
The morphing, because play just like kind of morph out of position. You like that, you know, like it happened in Madden 09, and players like morphing like out of nowhere. I'm like, what? Like, I'm like saying, what is that? Well, just want to know if it's like different from 09 to 10.
Okay, I think it's probably kind of the same answer. There probably is a little bit of it, but it's not affecting my experience at least. It's not something that stands out to me as a problem.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for the answers.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. All right, let's go to 402. 402-432. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, this is CDJ. I'm calling on a different number than I gave you.
Ah, okay. All right, excellent. You did. That's okay, though. I was prepared. As I looked, I said, you know what? This might be CDJ. All right. CDJ, also from MaddenHQ.com and NCA Strategies. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good show so far.
We appreciate that. Anything you want to add? We've had a pretty interesting conversation and a lot of love for Madden 10. Anything you want to add?
I've had the game for about less than a day, so I can't really go too in-depth, but I'll go with a different take than these guys probably have given. I missed the first 15 minutes, so excuse me on that. I play a lot of NCAA 10. I'm probably one of those guys who will go back and forth between NCAA and Madden this year, so I'm one of the rare guys who, as soon as I got the game, I played the demo. The slow speed, I understand why it's there, but to go between the two games, that's going to make it real tough for a guy like me. So the first thing I did was I bumped the speed up to fast to try to minimize the differences between the two games. And the two games are relatively similar, but yet there are differences. And I will say that I've only played about a handful of games, but it's a lot more enjoyable and a lot more fun than Madden 09 was. I thought 09 was pretty dry, to put it nicely. The presentation, the things they've added with atmosphere have really helped a lot.
Okay. That's still positive, though. Still positive. There's been hasn't really been any negatives so far. A couple of concerns, but it's still positive. So that's a good thing. We like positive. We live for positive. We want more positive.
I can't complain.
Go ahead. Someone was saying something?
Oh, yeah. I just have one question before I head out of here. Do you guys think that, because I know we've seen in the past that it's dwindled down to, in terms of turnover-wise, one or two teams or two or three teams. Do you think that's going to be the case this year, the way the game is playing right now, just for those who have the game already?
There's not going to be many Lions players. but, no. Yeah, I think there's pretty good balance, but there's also the premier teams, obviously, and the Patriots are stacked, the Steelers are strong, but I think you're going to see 10 to 12 teams deep, probably, people prefer.
Right.
Depending on style.
I don't think we'll ever see what we saw last year again, which was the Cowboys. I don't think we're going to see that again.
Yeah. I know, because all you're going to see is New England.
No, I actually think the Raiders are going to be one of the more dominant teams on the game this year, my opinion. So remember I said it, Raiders.
Now, is that changing out your quarterback, or are you staying with Jamarcus?
With Jamarcus. With that 75-yard arm that he's got. Remember I said it.
Yeah, we could tell you don't play the game that much.
Okay, all right. A1, ain't nothing to it but to do it. You know, we can boot up. We can ask your partner NJ Rod. Okay.
I just beat that dude to death the other night. Anyway, he's terrible.
Oh, okay. All right. Back to the call. We have another caller, and this here is we have Sonny Chiba, aka Camp Low.
Oh yeah. Yeah, what's going down, big?
Hey, welcome to the show,
man. Yeah, what's up?
Welcome to the show.
I mean, y'all talking about last year and this year, you know what I mean? I was wondering, though, why cats don't have an old Madden room where you get ranked online? Or maybe I'm missing it.
Well, you know, I don't follow. I mean, I know that normally they're for the ranked, there's a ranked all-pro game that you play online, and then those games go into the online Madden rankings. But the problem with that, and I don't know this year because I don't play all-pro and I don't play those ranked games personally, but the problem with that is that the tournament community pretty much uses you know, all Madden, and since there hasn't been a ranked all Madden since the PS2 days, then it kind of at this point it takes there really isn't a way to do that. So you know, now unless something happened with this game that I'm not aware of, I don't think we have hardcore ranked back yet.
Yeah. I was wondering about that because I don't play on all pro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, neither do we. But you know, the Madden Federation, which you know, if you follow our shows, and if you don't, you know, try to, we'll be doing rankings. They did last year for Player of the Year, and this year the same thing's going to be happening. And so for guys that go and play in Madden Federation sanctioned events, there will be a ranking, and as well as MLG also has a system in place for ranking guys that participate in their tournaments. So there are ways to, if you're competitive and you're playing these events, to get ranked.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I mean, I'm not that deep, man. I get a little here and there, you know what I mean? Play for a little short bracket or play online here and there, you know? But
Sure. So what's your interest in general, what's your interest in video gaming?
I mean, I've been playing it since back in that, since Sega Genesis, being Super Nintendo and all that. You know what I mean? So I've been playing EA. EA been on deck since back then.
Gotcha.
I still play Madden. You know what I mean? We still talk trash. We still put the money in the pot, and we get it going.
I hear you. So talk to us a little bit about what's going on outside of Madden for you.
I mean, outside of Madden, you know, a little while doing another project with Ski coming out in October. You know, the fans really been asking for some new music from the cast with Ski production on top. You know what I mean? Because they say that it feel real new, it feel flavory, or they call it feel-good music. So that's what we about to hit cast with in October.
That sounds good. So we got to make sure that, you know, when you're ready to drop that you can come back onto the Madden voice, and maybe we can get a little, sneak peek out there for the fans.
Oh yeah, sure enough. You know what I mean? Sure enough. It'll be on deck. You just let me know, Cass. Let me know, and then Cass will call in. You know what I mean? Swain ain't calling because your man don't know not a near. He don't even know what a cornerback is. You know what I'm saying? So he couldn't say nothing about no Madden. But yeah. When the time comes where we about to drop the Ski, join another heist is what it's called.
Right. Sounds good. Now, just one other quick question for you. There's been, you know, in last year there was a lot of talk about the game and Bow Wow and all of that, and you know, where would you say your skills ranked up with other guys out there in hip hop that are playing Madden?
I mean, push come to shove, I think my game is, I give it a B+, B, or maybe an A-. You know what I mean? The reason why I give it an A-, because I need a little brushing up. and it's a brand new game that's about to come out. You know what I mean? I ain't touched 2010 yet. You know what I mean? 2010. So
right.
I ain't really get my hands on it, but I give it an A-, bro. You know what I mean? I don't know none of that glitch plays and all that. I just play straight up. You know what I mean? For them cats, they got them unstoppable plays. I can't, you know what I mean? I can't mess with them. But if you playing straight up, be it straight up, you know what I mean? It's on deck, B.
Huh? We got to get you to come out to a couple of these tournaments and see how you stack up.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fun, you know what I mean? As long as we playing on all matter and not all pros.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can't do that, B.
Yeah, no, that's all you'll see at the tournaments is all Madden.
Yeah, all Madden. No,
right.
Funny plays going down. But shit, I mean, I'm a Madden fan. I does this Madden, and whatever, y'all give me, holler at me. I'll be there.
All right, we're gonna make that happen. We're gonna make that happen. All right, we appreciate you calling in, man.
All right, no doubt.
All right, take care of yourself.
Later.
Later. All right, Sonny Chiba joining us from the hip-hop world on the Madden Voice. We bring you everybody here at the Madden Voice. We can bring you EA Sports 1 week, and we could bring you Sonny Chiba the next week, because that's what we're here to do with the Madden Voice. Take a quick minute and reset for everybody. We are 1 hour and 5 minutes into the show. It is me, Commissioner T, EAFL Commish, on the Madden Voice. We're talking about Madden 10 with an all-star cast of celebrities and Maddenites here talking about the game. If you want to get in this conversation, 347-838-9525. I heard the phone lines were jammed. Keep trying. We're trying to clear people out of the queue to allow the people to get through, so don't give up on us. 347-838-9525. You can join the chat room, which is also very crowded, and come on in there and share your thoughts with us. And the chat room is open for you right now. You can also catch me on EAFL Commissioner on AOL. And you can also catch us on Twitter. Just send us a tweet to the Madden Voice, and we'll be more than happy to accommodate you. So let's get back to the phones, because we got a lot of callers wanting to get on and ask some questions and give some comments. So let's just hold on 1 second here. I want to make sure that I'm not missing everybody. 770444. Hang with me, hang with me. All right. Let's go. Let's go here. 310 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, 310. What's up? Cam Blows in the building. Wow. That was Sheba?
That was.
That was, man, I'm still rocking a toothpick because of that dude. It's my favorite rapper of all time right there.
Well,
Camp Low, man. It's your boy, Yo Mama. I'm in the building. What up?
Welcome to the show, Yo Mama. Always a supporter of the Madden Voice.
And Truth of Madden. Big shout out to Truth out there and all of us doing our big things and everything like that. But yeah, Sheba, man, big shout out to him, man, doing big things, man. I was just listening to the show, man, and I heard a lot of the guys talking about the sim ball and everything in the game and stuff like that, and I just want to say, you know, I will be screaming at the children this year, because the game is so nano glitchy, it scares you. There's only going to be two teams used in the game. It's going to be the Cowboys and the Raiders, because all that's going to matter is fast linebackers, because all you have to do is line them up right behind that D tackle, and you will be coming straight in. It's a three-step drop to every quarterback. Every quarterback has a three-step drop. So if you don't have a fast quarterback, you are dead. You are dead, and do not hike the ball under center. I just want to let all
now, you
Madden ballers know.
You do know that we have just set a record. You do know that you and I just agreed on something, because I said the Raiders, and I got laughed at earlier. And you just said the Raiders. So you know you and I just agreed on something. I think, I don't know, we might have a solar eclipse or something going on, but we just agreed on something.
Because a lot of people don't know about the game right now. You know,
right.
They probably play, you know, a couple of their buddies and, you know, some out-of-town guys or whatever, you know what I'm saying, some bums. But you know what I'm saying? I was in the lab with the big dogs. I don't want to tell you the big dogs' name. I want to put them out there. But I'm talking about the best players in the community. I'm talking about the greatest players in the Madden community. And we was in the lab And I'm telling you right now, there's only going to be two teams used this year. It's going to be the Raiders and the Cowboys. And the only reason is because if you don't have a fast linebacker on your team, you are nothing. If you use the Patriots, they don't have no linebackers on their team, the middle linebacker especially. That's what I'm really looking at. If you don't have a fast middle linebacker on your team, you're not going to be using that team because you come in here so fast through the middle.
Yeah, can somebody mute that dude, man? What are you talking about? They got A.D. Duke, Adalius Thomason, Jerry Mayo. Come on, man. They got Holler, man. Come on. Where you at on the West Coast anyway, man? We right here at Compton. You don't know what you're talking about, man. You come get a bar right here at Compton right now. You know where I'm at.
All right, all right. Well, that was Yo Mama. Everybody knows Yo Mama, Mad Nation Season 4, Episode 1. Loyal listener to the Madden Voice, and just gave his thoughts on the game. And actually, I don't know about the – I do agree the Raiders are going to be a dominant team this year on Madden, and that's something him and I agreed on. And look out, because we actually agreed on something. All right, moving on, and we were finally able to get CJ Kingsoul Peters. And this is the top dog, the big dog, the head honcho over at Console Kings. And sorry for the hold up here. We actually jammed up the phone lines, but we finally got a slot in. And welcome. You got to give him a little applause, too. We're going to give him a little something. All right. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What up? Good to be here.
Good to have you. You've been represented well. You've been represented well. Butcher Black's been on a couple of shows, and he certainly has repped your site and your organization very well. But, of course, it's always good to have the top man on the show.
Cool. What's popping over there? I just heard the delay. Heard my boy Cam Blow on here talking to Madden. Heard who else kind of just left off. That was kind of funny. from the bus. Well, what's going on, man?
Nothing, man. We just getting everybody's take on the game and what people think. And, you know, we can even expand it to not just the game, but what people think is going to go on, you know, in Madden in general for Madden 10. I mean, we have MLG in the house. MLG has stepped in and is now running what we used to know as the EA, the Madden Challenge, and now it's the EA Sports Challenge Series.
Yeah, Sundance hit me up. I don't know who's that from MLG you got in there, but I know Sundance hit me up and was like, "We running it. What's up?" I was like, "Hey, come to Atlanta. Let me know what's up." So
we had Sundance on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what's going down.
We're all excited. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying it's all new to me, so I'm ready to see what kind of changes and moves they're going to make with it. I'm sure they're planning something big. So I'm witnessing.
Right. Well, you know, talk about your site a little bit, you know, from where you're sitting with Madden 10 coming out and Console Kings, integrating hip-hop with video gaming. You just heard we had Camp Low on. Talk to us about, you know, any big plans you guys have coming up.
Big plans. We're going to relaunch the website. That's one thing we're going to do. We just got back a little test run to see how it goes. So that's a big thing we're going to do, relaunch the website. We're going to do a Madden play date. So on Xbox Live, official Xbox Live play date with Madden, that's coming up September the 13th, I think.
Yep, that's right.
So that date's already locked and loaded. We're just trying to get the prizes right for everybody. You know, everybody likes prizes. Last time we gave away some G-Shocks with 2K9, so we gotta find somebody else to bless us with some prizes to get everybody ready. You know, we're going to run it real fast. Run the clock, 2-minute quarters, get in and out. Butcher going to be on there, you know, if you beat Butcher, a couple other guys, you know, you get a lovely prize. So that's like the big thing. I know it's what's mad concerning. And then just last Wednesday, I know Butcher told y'all about the pre-lunch party we did for Madden last Wednesday. I don't know if anybody saw the video or caught wind of it. I'm sure you did. I hope you did. We had, you know, Jermaine Dupri came out. You know, Jazzy Faye, Big Boy came out. Even Candy from the Housewives of Atlanta, she came out. just a whole bunch of stuff. It was kind of nuts. It went from 50 people to like 120 real fast. So everybody got caught wind of it in ATL, and they just came through to play Madden. And some people, you know, got a copy of Madden, like, you know, about 2 weeks early. So that was real major. It was a good event for us. Microsoft, they wanted to do the event with us. EA wanted to do it. So we kind of put it together and you know, and got it done. But, you know, like you said, Console Kings is, you know, my background is music. I like hip-hop. I like video games. So I say, you know, we got to put it together and give it to the people, because I know it's a lot of people just like me that like hip-hop and like games. So somebody has to, you know, put it out there like it's supposed to be put out there. And that's what we try to do. I know this is very vague, so please ask the questions.
Well, you guys, talk a little bit. Didn't you just have a celebrity event about a week ago, a little less than a week
ago?
The Madden event, the Madden pre-launch.
That's like the we did that one Wednesday.
Yeah, I was looking. I mean, you must have had the wrong address for me, because I was, you know, I was looking for my invite, but, you know, I didn't quite see it in the mailbox. I was like, oh, you know what? They had the old address where I lived like 10 years ago, not where I'm at. So that it must have been sent to them.
You were going
That's
fly
what
down?
Happened. Hey, I might. Where was it?
It was in Atlanta, man.
Oh yeah, I got a brother in Atlanta, man. I definitely
okay.
would have slowed
well,
down.
Next time
I got
to do something in Atlanta. I'm gonna definitely send you an invite.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. I got a brother out there I got to go see anyway, so I killed two birds with one stone. But how'd the event turn out?
The event was good, man. Very good. Good coverage. It was a good event, man. A lot of stars came out, a lot of producers, a lot of celebrities. It was a good event. You know, Madden, and we kind of expected it because it's Madden. I mean, Madden is like the biggest game in the urban hip-hop space, so you say you got Madden early. I think somebody's going to come.
I hear you. All right. Phone lines are blowing up here, so let me grab a couple of calls.
Anybody got a question? Let me know. Put it out there. I'm ready.
All right. Let's go to 716 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
All right. Hello. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good. This is Brad Davis, also known many areas as the B-Gamer 90. So, I was calling in to agree with what Brian said earlier about the difference between 09 and 10. And the only time that there's really this big of a difference is when there's like a console transition. But because, as you said, when you compare 09 to 10, 09 just moves so fast, you know, it looks like something made by Midway. You know, the players move so fast.
Oh, Lord.
Didn't mean to bash Midway or anything, but, you know, Midway makes the arcade games. But, there's players move really fast, and icons they were due to the weapons, which they took out this year to change the ratings, basically. And I really think that, you know, a normal person, like if they saw a person play Madden 09, like, they'll think, oh, okay, that's Madden. But now with Madden 10, I think a normal person doesn't follow up on Madden that much. We'll do a double take, kind of like how people were when Madden 2001 came out on the PS2. So I really think that the jump from this year is really big, and it's the biggest that I can remember that Madden has ever made. So, yeah.
All right. Well, more positive feedback on Madden 10. We appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
All right. Yep, thank you. All right. And back to our guests. As I promised everybody, we have just frankly a who's who tonight. Everybody prepared to come on and talk about the game of Madden, and another very well-known, very popular site, Operation Sports, and they've been great partners to the Madden Voice. We appreciate all of their support. And we have, from Operation Sports, we have Millennium. Welcome
yep.
to the show.
How's it going?
Good. And we also have TJ, the sports guy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Welcome to the show. Welcome. You know what? You guys got to get a little applause, too. Come on, we're going to give y'all some.
Yeah,
Yeah, unfortunately, right, we don't get a whole lot of that these days.
Especially not lately.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Now, I know your site's got to be hopping with Madden 10 information and updates and hype. Have you guys had a chance to check out the game?
Yeah, I've had it since last Wednesday, so I've been, you know, pissing my wife off playing it too much. But, yeah, it's been a good healthy amount of time playing it so far, for franchise mode mostly, but playing some online ranked games too. It was weird. I was comparing it on the forums when I first got it. Trying to find a ranked game was like being in an amusement park before it was open. I couldn't find anyone online, but finally now people are starting to trickle in there. So I've spent a pretty good amount of time with it. How about you, Chris?
And honestly, I've had it since Saturday. I'm not normally a ranked game guy. I'm a 15-minute quarter kind of guy. I love to get as many plays off as possible, make it as realistic as possible. So I've played actually some online games with like 15-minute quarters and 25-second runoff. And I'll say sim-wise, it's just absolute heaven for that. You get about 120 plays, give or take 10 plays for each team. And, I mean, that's perfect NFL stats right there. Plus, you get your possession time perfect.
Wow. Okay. What are your thoughts, if we were to compare this game to the 09 game, what are some of your thoughts? Either one of you.
Not even a comparison. I mean, the guy who called before kind of said it best. I wouldn't go so far as to call 09 a midway-like football game, but this is just a million times better. It's, I think maybe Pasta Padre made the comparison earlier, where he said it was as big a jump as it was going from, you know, that one generation of consoles to another. I think you look at it, and there's no way that anyone can look at this version of the game and not say that it's improved tenfold over last year.
And from my point of view, I mean, same thing as Brian was saying earlier. Game speed wise, I mean, it just feels more realistic now. But the big thing for me, I mean, even though it doesn't affect the gameplay as much, the little things that they put in this game, the presentation, the people on the sidelines, I put up a post at Operation Sports that actually even said, you know, I had a deep bomb, Ravens Steelers. Lima Swede caught it in the back of the end zone late in the fourth quarter when the Steelers were down. And the fact that they did a cutscene, even though it's a scripted cutscene, where it's got Ed Reed and Lima Swede jawjacking with a referee trying to get him to put his hands up for a touchdown. He calls no touchdown, and I'm jumping off my couch. And that's not something I would ever do in Madden 09.
Yeah, and you talk about the cutscenes, too. There was one that I pointed out where my middle linebacker for the Bills, Paul Posluszny, he was getting winded. He was in the red, and he makes a big tackle on, like, second down, and his stamina went down far enough to where he had to go off the field. And the cutscene actually showed him running onto the sidelines to awaiting Trent Edwards, who gave him a nice little pat on the butt to tell him good job. Stuff like that we've been missing in this game for years that we finally have now.
I mean, I got to agree with that. Every time somebody asks me what's different about Madden, I say presentation is number one. They did a good job this year really making it very more watchable for a person that, you know, not truly, you know, straight up Madden, or for your wife or whoever is with you. You know, they can get in it better with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't trust her opinion. She looked at it for 5 minutes and said, it looks the same as last year. I said, no, it does not.
Hey, but there's one thing that I do like this year. It's just the running. I hate watching, you know, like all the Madden challenges where people just, especially on a kick return, they just run full speed, stop on the dime, they run the other way.
I'm really glad
they fixed that this year, because I'm tired of watching that over and over because it was just too unrealistic. Nobody does that.
Well, the players have weight now. Wouldn't you guys agree? I mean, there's a real sense of, before there was a sense of weightlessness because, like, you could stop on a dime, turn to change positions as often and as many times as you wanted. But now you actually feel the player having to stop and lumber and turn around and slowly build himself back up to speed. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And if you actually look at it, it's funny that you say that because it looks like they actually took that into account in another way, too. If you watch some of the receivers when they're making outs and they make catches going towards the sidelines, even though we're missing the sideline stretch catches, if you catch it 2 yards from the sideline, a lot of times you'll see them, they put an animation in where they turn upfield, but it takes them, you know, 2 yards to get that turn going. It's not a 90-degree turn. It looks like they actually put an animation in for that. I mean, little things like that are huge in terms of things we couldn't do in 09. Everyone remembers 09. You throw a flat to the running back, and the running back's out of bounds. That's just what you knew was going to happen.
Yeah, it was frustrating, too.
One thing I want to add. The fullback dive is a normal fullback dive.
Yeah, playing the ranked games, I have noticed that that is nowhere near as money as it used to be.
Yeah, and like, and don't get us wrong. I mean, we're obviously a lot of people put us as EA backers, and we're really just because developers post on our site does not mean we're like that. There are a lot of things that are still missing. I mean, it's been talked about earlier. You know, the running back coverage in the flats it leaves a lot to be desired for man coverage. The CPU run game could be up a little bit more, and even the one thing that I'm really missing is defensive assignments. I still haven't seen that yet, where you can put, like, Chris McAllister in years past against the number one receiver. I mean, that's the point of the shutdown receiver, or the shutdown cornerbacks, to put them in the number one receiver. I'd like to really see that in the future.
That's in the game.
Oh, you can actually man-to-man
assignment?
Yeah,
you've
got to go in the pause menu and do it.
TJ is supposed to tell me these kind of things. But even with that, it's like TJ said. I mean, you haven't seen a jump in Madden like this since you had from Xbox to 360 or PS3 to PS3. It's just one of those huge jumps. And leadership-wise, at EA Sports in general, you're starting to see that with, like, the NHL series really went into a little things mode where they started adding little things. NBA Live, they just showed the trailer for, like, rebounding and hustling. Same thing. I mean, it's just one of those things where if they make it more realistic, they're starting to get higher reviews. They're starting to get more people that love the game now, and they have stopped catering, for the most part, to arcade gamers, which is kind of what we're all about, which obviously you can tell we're real happy about.
Right.
Now, and one other thing, too, you know, speaking of Operation Sports, I know a lot of people have been wondering why why we haven't posted the review yet. There's actually an embargo for all the websites, and I don't believe we can post the review until midnight Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. So for any folks who may be listening, they're OS people, you're just gonna, it's not us, it's EA gave us an embargo on that review. So I believe it's midnight on Thursday, and Steve will correct me if I'm wrong. I've got Steve on my IM here. He'll let me know if I got that part wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's when we'll be posting the review.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's take a call. We have a 347 area code calling in. Welcome to the Madden Voice. 347.
This is Mr. Hizzo. Me. In York.
Yes.
AKA
How are
Mr.
you?
Hizzo.
Yes, sir. A question or comment?
I got to say a comment. I bought the game Friday. You could play.
Your connection is not very good. And your call back in with a get to a spot with a little, you know, get that get about four bars and then call us back in. Love to have your comments, but the one bar isn't working. All right.
No, it's called landline.
Yeah, that's what I'm screaming. All right, 774, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good, it's Z-Farles here.
Z-Farles.
Hey,
come
on, man.
Just, how's it going, TJ? Just got to say what up to you. Me and S. Gibbs are currently labbing the game right now. We're got your Oakland Raiders, taking them out for a test drive.
The Raiders.
Okay.
Darius Heyward Bay, he's looking pretty awesome. Jamarcus Russell, we're making him work. You know, he's not maybe the best guy going, but we're doing some nice things with him. So
yeah,
we're
kind of
playing
LS2.
It from we're playing a little bit from that different EAFL style where you can kind of do anything as long as it's not a true glitch. So we're working the game a little bit. We're kind of taking it out for a test drive. You know, we're kind of pushing to the limits and seeing what we can do with the game. So.
Any specifics? Because you're behind everybody on the show, man. Everybody's talking about specifics they found. Any comments? Any specifics?
Yeah, Eskin rocket catching up and downfield very solidly. So that's something that we're definitely bringing in. And then we have a few playbooks that we just really like. So we got some new wrinkles that we're going to be.
S. Gibbs couldn't rock a catch on 09. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Z-Frog, man, are you having trouble throwing deep with Jamarcus Russell? I played a guy in line, man. He couldn't throw deep with him at all.
Yeah, it's a little bit ugly, but if you can, I don't know, we're kind of working the precision passing. That seems to be almost worse. The quarterback, when you hold the L trigger, he really, like, digs his feet in. You can't move around much. So I think we're trying to figure that all out. You know that area in Madden 08 where when the ball was going over the goal line in the corner, you kind of get that one-hand turnaround animation? That seems to be like a money area on the field where we're kind of, if the throws are going there, they seem to be more on target than if they're going anywhere else downfield. So something that we're looking into. And just we're figuring why the game works how it does, and then we'll eventually scheme around that. So definitely found a few things. I like what you mentioned about how they stutter their feet when they do, like, an out route. And then when they go to turn around, they kind of do that same stutter step, but we're kind of working on a way to get around that. And then just a couple things that they might have missed last year with, like, the H halfback direct snap. There's kind of small things that you look into.
Stop. Yeah, don't go there.
We don't leave that stuff.
Yeah, leave that alone. But we'll leave that one alone. But I can't even do that. But we appreciate your insight. And again, if you know, and I know you guys have contacts out there, but if anybody finds something in the game that concerns them, and if you have nowhere else to send it, don't post it on a forum or anything like that. We really don't want to bring attention to anything that may be found. If you have nowhere else to send it productively, send it to the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com. It'll go straight to me, Commissioner T, and I will make sure it gets into the hands of the EA Sports development team so they can do what they do best. All right. Anything else, Farrell?
We think the game's going to lend to a great tournament scene this year, so we really want it to be great, and we want to see everybody out in Dallas, MLG, and EA Sports combining together for big things. So this is the year of Madden. We got the community together. You've done a great job banning it, and we're all about turning those things in. So thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling, and we appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you guys on live.
All right. Take care.
All right. Later, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Somebody was about to jump in. Did someone have a comment?
Yeah, my bad, man. I'm sorry about that. I was just, you were talking about some of the other things, too, that they really kind of got right. And I guess we'll find out. Online franchise. And over at OperationSports.com, we've got our official online franchise working. And just kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit because this is going to be pretty interesting to watch. We actually have four members of the Madden development team joining in on us. We've got Ian Cummings. He's taking his Giants out of the NFC East.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can continue. Please, Boo.
We've got Michael Young's going to take the Jets out of the AFC East. That's a big boo for me because I'm taking my Buffalo Bills. Donnie Moore's taking the Cardinals, and we also have Ronnie Morales, who's taking his beloved Tampa Bay Bucks. But I'm going to be the Bills. Millennium's got the Ravens, and we have a full 30. Well, actually, technically, as of right this moment, we have 31 owners. We're giving away a spot to the 32nd owner, and if anyone's interested in entering, we've got a little contest working. Just go to our forums to the Madden section. And we've got a little Operation Sports trivia contest, and whoever gets the most right and gets closest to the tiebreaker, we're going to give that 32nd spot to the lucky person will get to be the Cincinnati Bengals in our online franchise.
Lucky is such a strong word there.
Yeah, very strong.
But see, we've been wondering how we're going to do free agency.
Coming from the AFC North, I'm just letting you guys know, do not sleep on the Bengals this year. Don't sleep on the Bengals this year. Their defense is awful, but I'm telling you, Carson Palmer is going to do something special.
Madden-wise, you mean NFL-wise?
Actually, both. I think both-wise. I think Madden, they're a little, obviously, a lot further back in the pack. But, I mean, real NFL-wise, I think they're probably one of the dark horse teams to watch this year. They're in a hard, obviously, they're in a tough division. But going on just one comment on the caller before, the MLG kind of style of play, one of the biggest problems we see on the forums is people bitch at developers because they say, well, why is this glitch in here? Why is this glitch in here? Well, that's what they got to realize is that the QA team's only so big. I mean, there are people working to break this game. I mean, and that's fine. That's great for tournament play. But people that want to play sim and, you know, go into ranked games online need to understand there are people working day in and day out to find things like that. I mean, would anyone here honestly think to try to find a 5-yard patch on the field where animations might be different than somewhere else? I mean, for me, I wouldn't. But a lot of people need to understand that when they come in and say, "Well, why is this here?" Well, then you got guys doing that. You got guys doing that almost for a living. You got to come to expect that at times.
Right. Let me also bring on to the show well-known tournament director, King of the Couch, NJ Madden Ballers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. NJ Rod, welcome to the show. You are on with everybody, but most recently Millennium and TJ, the sports guy from Operation Sports. Rod, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? A great show as usual. Great show as usual. Things are going real well, and this is going to be a real exciting year. I got a quick question for the Operation Sports guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, this is Rod. I run NJ Madden Ballers in Jersey. Well, we run King of the Couch. That's also in Texas and now in California. And, you know, you were talking about, you know, some of the guys breaking the game, this and that. Like, what kind of audience do you guys have over there at Operating Sports? Would you say that's more like a sim-type audience?
Well, I'll take the first, just because by breaking the game, in no means do I mean that you're, you know, purposely doing something to take advantage of the game. I mean, we all have different play styles. Our core audience is sim, people that go out there trying to make the game as realistic as possible. That's one of the reasons that we actually value our interaction with some of the EA guys, is because we feel like if we can tell them what we feel, you know, is sim, maybe we can get that added into the game.
Gotcha. Now let me ask you this. Now would you guys be we run tournaments around here and we're pretty strong around the country. What do you guys think about a sim division for tournaments?
I would love to see one.
Are you kidding me? That'd be great.
Well, I'm proposing that right now. I'm in the New York, New Jersey area, Philadelphia area. We have Texas, Dallas. We have Los Angeles, California area. I'm proposing this right now, you know, on the air, you know, first time, for something for your audience. You know, can we talk behind the scenes or whatever and get something going for a sim division in our tournaments where, you know, guys from Operation Sports and sites such as that can, you know, make the rules, get things like how they want it, and have an atmosphere for those guys to go to. What do you guys think?
I think the tough part would be enforcing the rules, but, you know, something like that, yeah, I mean, that's the type of audience that, like Millennium said, that we cater to. We've got guys who spend hours upon hours testing sliders in order to get that offensive line to block just right and that sort of thing. So, yeah, if something could be set up like that, I've played in a Madden Challenge before. I've actually been in two of them. And, yeah, the sim style just could not hang with the way they were doing it. So I think anything set up like that where sim style and sim rules were enforced, I think would be a great thing.
All right. So I'll get your information behind the scenes from the guys over at from The Voice, and maybe we can hook that up. You know, that'd be something good because there's a lot of guys out there that shy away, you know, from the tournament scene because of, you know, the way they play and interact as far as the sim goes, and this can give some of those guys, you know, somewhere to go. And I'm sure you guys are heavy with posters in New York and Jersey area, Dallas, California. I think we can.
Definitely. And just to say that, I'll say from personal experience, I've been down to Baltimore when they've had like tournaments like that, and I went down there with every intention of signing up. And I'm not a shy guy in any means, but I don't want to go out there and be embarrassed. And with my style of play, that's what's going to happen against a tournament guy. I think you're completely right in that. I think having a division specifically for sim is something that, while it may not be as big as the tournament players, I think there would be a strong showing for that. And definitely Operation Sports, and I know a couple other sites out there are doing kind of the same thing. I mean, we definitely love to be a part of that and, you know, definitely would advertise that for you. Anything to do with sim, we are strongly behind.
All right. That sounds real good. I'm just going to stay on the line and listen, man. But you know, if we can get that going, you know, Commissioner T, everybody, guys from Operation Sports, you know, Pasta Padre, whoever's on there, I'm willing to do that and get it going, you know, with a high-quality event, and I'm willing to start that off real soon. So I'll get back to you guys behind the scenes, man.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing. This is A1, and I want to apologize to Operation Sports, but can you please unban my account for posting my tournament the one time? I just got banned.
Hold on. Now this is Millennium, the forum administrator. I want to make sure everyone hears this. What is your username?
It's MPUA1.
MPUA1, right?
Base A1.
Write it down.
I'm on the computer right now. I am not a forum Nazi, just so everybody knows. I am unbanning this gentleman's account right now.
All right.
Matter of fact, you know what? Give it to me one more time just so I make sure everyone hears it. What is your username?
MPU space A1.
MPU space A1. Just to make sure, because I want to make sure it goes through, because I don't want you coming back on next week going, this guy, you are unbanned, and you know what? I've even gone ahead, and we have this little, you know, kind of weird thing called donator status and stuff like that. So you can have yourself a custom avatar. You put up Madden Player's avatar. You do whatever you need to do.
I appreciate it.
It's not a problem at all.
Is Pasta Padre still alive?
I am here.
Pasta Padre, what's up? And this is Rod from NJ Madden Balls. You know, we went to a couple community events.
Yeah, man, how you doing? Yeah.
Good. I'm doing real good. Hey, guys, real quick, Pasta Padre, you know, guys know he has a real strong site and everything, but we go back, you know, in certain ways for years ago, back in the Madden Nation sites. And I remember when Pasta Padre was a dude, you know, me and Will Kinsler were very close, and Fred, there was a guy named Favre, used to be one of the original guys on there. But Pasta Padre was a dude that used to post on there, just like a dude, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Him and Moz and those guys. And this guy has, you know, like, has come up, and he's one of the, you know, I was reading the EA site, and somebody was posting, was referencing something that Pasta Padre had said, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, for guys that are just posting and stuff, this just tells you what could happen if you're persistent and, you know, you stick with it and everything. Because I remember when he was just like a dude, just like me, you know what I'm saying? You know, five posts or whatever, and this guy came up. So, you know, that's big. And Pasta Padre, the offer is out to you and you guys and your site, too, as far as a sim-type tournament. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you it's up to you if you want to get in on just helping us support that, just for different type of players out there. I know guys like Moz used to come to my events years ago back in Jersey, and his thing was like, man, he just wished it was more sim. I don't know if you remember Ninja Skills.
yeah,
that goes, yeah, you know, that goes way back. Those guys used to show up. So so hopefully, you know, we can get this sim thing going, and we can get all the other sites behind it, you know, Operation Sports, Fox Padre, and other sports, you know, other sites, and really get that going. Man.
Yeah, sounds good, man.
All right.
Hey, Pasta Padre, quick question. Is my man Fred still with you? He left Sports Gamer and went over
Fred,
and started working?
Yeah, Fred, actually, he runs the forums.
Okay, just told him I said hello, man. He was I haven't talked with him since the EAFL was a part of the Sports Gamer forums. We had our own section there, and Fred was great. And then when, you know, unfortunately CBS shut everything down, I actually haven't had a chance to speak with him since. So just told him Commissioner T said hello, and is nothing but good things to say about him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, same deal. Yeah, if you ever want to hit up the forums, he's easily accessible in there, too. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
Sounds good. All right, we got a caller. Let's bring the caller on. 978 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, how you doing? It's Chris from Massachusetts. Hey, I was just wondering if you guys could talk a little bit about the accelerated speed clock for the online. I guess they're moving it to 7 minutes from what I heard.
Yeah, it's already moved.
And also, if you had time, could you talk about what's included with, like, the elite mode? I heard a little bit on the forums and stuff, and they said they were going to include, like, an all-Madden ranked matches on that. I don't know if you guys know anything about that.
Actually, it's Millennium. I'll take it real quick if you guys don't mind. I mean, it's just obviously the main draw for elites is all-Madden online. Which is obviously the harder level that a lot of tournament players and everyone plays on. As for the accelerated clock, yeah, TJ, didn't you just say it's already been moved up to 7 minutes because
yeah,
5 minutes.
Yeah, 7 minutes with I think it's a 15-second accelerated clock runoff, and it wasn't bad before. I didn't mind the 5 minutes. I know I'm in the extreme minority when it comes to that, and I think maybe the logic behind that was you jump into a ranked, Call of Duty game, that match is going to be over in 15-20 minutes. So I think maybe that was the same idea behind trying to make it that way for Madden. And a lot of people were complaining right off the bat, so they've changed it now to 7. But
That sounds good. That sounds like you'll even get like more plays off of 7 compared to like last year's 5-minute game. But my only concern was, I'm not like an expert player or nothing. I ain't as fast taking my play as a lot of guys, you know. And next thing you know, it's getting close to hurry up the hike, and I can't even put a tight end in motion or something. Unless I really hurry. I imagine after I get used to it after a while, I'll be okay.
Well, you still have plenty of time on the play clock because it's 15-second runoff, so you still have, 20 seconds, I guess, on the play clock.
I was trying to demo.
The only problem with the 5-minute was, you'd finish one possession, at least I would the way I play, finish my first possession, score a touchdown, and then it's the second quarter.
Right, yeah, I noticed that on the demo. I probably average when my guys are running up, it's probably about 12 seconds left or something on average.
Yeah.
So it's just a little bit less. And of course, whenever, it gets in the red and starts beeping, then I start getting in a hurry. I'm like, oh, I don't have time to do it, just run it, But anyway, I just thought I'd give you a call and see if I can get you guys to talk to me and learn a little bit about that.
Excellent. We appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in.
All right, take it easy.
Take care. All right, let's get another call. 773 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up? This is Saluki off of ESN. It's a smaller gaming site trying to come up now. And I heard you guys talking about how the attorneys don't really cater to sim players. A lot of sim players get discouraged from going to attorneys because they know they're going to see nanos and they're going to see rocket catches and fullback dives. And, I really want to try to see more online attorneys and more people trying to get the sim guys to come and play because it's like a whole part of the community is being left out of these kind of tournaments.
Yeah,
okay.
But,
well,
can you blame them? It's... Like Millennium said, his style of play, my style of play, very similar, and it's the way it's, I know that's the cool thing to say now is the way you see it on Sunday, because that's what Ian Cummings' famous quote was for going into this year, but that's the way we've been trying to play these Madden games for years. You try and play it the same way you see the games played on Sundays, and that usually doesn't work out too well when you have guys using nano blitzes and you have guys using rocket catches and running fullback dive over and over and over again. So, yeah, I can't blame the sim crowd for being afraid of going to those Madden challenges and doing that. But, yeah, you get more sim guys out there, and I think that fear goes away.
Well, guys, this is Rod again. And, the old saying is, if you build it, they will come.
Yep.
What I'm saying? And there really hasn't been anything specifically for that. Basically it's been a everybody jump in, and whatever style you are, survive. And unfortunately, the sim guys have been left out on that as far as being able to compete on a high level. So, I think we are definitely on to something, and it's a coincidence that this caller called in. He's saying stuff that people are. It's a big thing. So, the tournament guys is definitely a place for them, but I think we can open up something and with the help of these sites, we can come together and just start off something there because this is a big
need, especially
this game coming up.
Let me add, in this era of shameless self-promotion, the EAFL allows all styles of play. So a lot of guys will join a league like mine and be devoted to being sim ballers and compete against other guys that are out there in the tournament and really figure out ways to hone their style so that they can go out into the tournaments and be more competitive but not necessarily sell out their game plan and their scheme. So that's just something for people to consider joining the EAFL, EAFLMadden.com/join. And, like I said, all styles are accepted in our league, so give it a try.
Yeah,
all right, caller.
I try.
Appreciate.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
All right. Appreciate your call.
All right.
Take care. All right. Let's grab. We've got time for one more. Let's go 407 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, man. This is Ian.
I thought it might be you. Welcome back.
You're going down. New York Giants. Nothing. Not in our franchise, pal.
Giant fan, and I let him back on the show, and he's a Giant fan. I tell you, I'm going to get thrown out of the Rowdy Rookies fan club for the Cowboys. I tell you,
I wanted to comment, like, just real quick. I thought, like, the accelerated clock thing was actually what I wanted to talk about. And so you guys have seen that it has changed on Microsoft, but I think that was just a test, so it hasn't gone officially live yet.
Okay.
People are kind of getting caught, so we're trying to figure out, like, there's kind of a weird discrepancy between, like, quick matches and custom matches. And so, like, we can fix one but not both at the same time. And so, but I think the overwhelming response was that everyone wanted 7 minutes, so that's where we're probably going to go. We just need to get it pushed through all of the right pipelines and stuff. So, I mean, that's going to come. I just don't know exactly when. I mean, the other one, when the guy was actually commenting about accelerated clock and kind of concerned about not being able to make adjustments, and I've gotten a lot of Twitter requests about that, and I want to make sure that's clear that, like, that's 100% by design. It, like, made me honestly sick watching people play Madden before when they had 30 seconds at the line to do a million hot routes and a million adjustments. And so I don't care if we swung the pendulum too far, to be honest, because I want people to play Madden like it should be played, you know. I don't want them to come out there and make 600 adjustments and pre-snap and then call a play. So if people are going to complain about accelerated clock being turned on for online, that's the way it's going to stay. We are going to make the quarters longer, but accelerated clock's definitely going to stay on.
I'm not sure if you can hear this over here. This is Millennium. I've got tears of joy streaming through my face.
You're absolutely right, Ian, because that's what people – I mean, you're absolutely – that's what people would do. They get to the line with 30 seconds left and, you know, hot route here, change my line there, and it was ridiculous. And you're sitting there waiting at the opposing player going, all right, let's get this show on the road. But that goes away with the accelerated clock online, so kudos to you guys for deciding to do that.
And, I mean, all year we've known – I mean, I've been talking with, you know, Phil Frazier and Donnie and all the guys on the team all year. Like, I've known without a doubt the biggest backlash that we'll get is going to be from the tournament crowd, and I'm totally cool with that because those guys will adapt. Like, if I was really worried about alienating one bit of audience this year, you know, it was really important that we figured out early on that hardcore wasn't the tournament crowd. The hardcore is really more of, like you guys were saying early, the operation sports crowd, the guys that just want an ultra-realistic game. They bitch at me when a guy doesn't cut, you know, 180 degrees at the right speed. You know, those are the hardcore. I think the tournament style is just a very different market, and I feel like those guys are going to adapt, and they're going to find new ways. I hope they don't find too many, but they're going to find ways to get around and do stuff that's not necessarily realistic, but it's something that's going to win them games. So if I piss them off, I've already had guys on Twitter that say, man, fatigue is totally fucked and it's totally broken, and it's not. It's totally working, and they're running no huddle all game, and they hate it. And so, you know, I'm down with that. I'm totally cool with that, and that's how I want it to play out, and I'm glad it is playing out like that. So hopefully they get that message that we're here to make it simulation. They're going to get used to it. They'll figure it out. They'll find something, you know, and deal with it.
And I hope they hear the second part, they can hear the first part, that hey, if you piss them off, whatever. But the second part of that really connects with the first part, which is, you know, they'll adjust. You know that these guys, they're going to get the game. They're going to get the game Thursday night, Friday morning, and they're probably, you know, they're going to play the game, you know, nonstop till Tuesday. And they're going to figure out a way to get a scheme that's going to win them games and do what they got to do. So there's no worries. You know, they may be a little upset at first, but then they'll get over it. And I know most of those guys. I know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to lab until they find something comfortable. Then they're going to go to Dallas, and they're going to compete, and then they're going to come back, and they're going to lab some more and keep tweaking. And that's what they do. So, hey, you know, hats off to you guys over at EA Sports for really stepping up this year. And, you know, I'm not sure how much of the show that you heard, but hats off. I mean, nothing but overwhelming praise for what people are saying about the game.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I've been reading every review, and I just watched a game trailer, so that's what I was doing right before I called in. And obviously a good review there, but really some fair feedback. That was one of the ones, that one and the one up one, have really, like, you know, resonated. It was the stuff that we really knew that people would pick out. You know, there's some inaccuracies here and there in both of them, but for the most part, they're really fair. And so I think without a doubt, the great thing to see is that there's a bunch of Madden people out there on the fence, and they can start seeing that this is the year to make the jump. This is the year they need to buy a 360 or a PS3. This is the year that maybe they've had 07 was the last one they bought, and they didn't like it, and they've never bought another one. So we're hoping to just bring back in droves all these people that have lapsed, all the people that have given up on Madden. We hope we finally win them back this year.
Let me also bring on Gambino, owner of the Madden Lab. Gambino, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, and I just wanted to, say as the, one of the co-owners of the largest tournament-style forum out there, I applaud what EA has done, and Ian, I want to thank you. I mean, this is the best Madden by far I've ever played, and like you just touched on, the community will adjust. I mean, this is the game that, we all grew up wanting to play, and I'm just so grateful that we have it. I love it.
Cool. Great to hear.
I think, just real quick, Ian says, he wants to make this simulation gaming. And the good thing is, you're right, the tournament community is going to adjust. But you have to give simulation gamers a chance to be able to make it a simulation game, which is what they did this year. They're making it so the tournament players will adjust to it, but the simulation gamers don't have to. You can't adjust a game to be simulation. I mean, I'm playing All-Pro Default right now and having a blast, which is something I can't say I've done with Madden since, 03, 02, maybe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a big thing.
Well, yeah, I think, again, if you're going back to appeasing, there's that split. There's two sets of very vocal public minorities. I mean, they're not the mass market. Like, there's going to be 4.5-5 million people that buy Madden, and they're never going to visit a message board. They probably don't even know the features that are on the back of until they see it on the back of the box. But there's this very passionate fan base, and these are the guys we interact with daily on Twitter or on your guys' forums. And so we had to find that split because catering to both has been impossible. And I think that's what you've seen the teams have been doing for the last 4 or 5 years, that tournament guys were screaming louder. And so, we're spending all year making sure that there's all these animations that account for nanos or all this stuff that does rocket catching or whatever it is. And so this year we finally said, let's just go back to the core. There's a reason that Randy Moss doesn't jetpack in real life, There's a reason that the fullback dive doesn't work in real life. So let's fix all those core issues and make sure the game is close to a simulation as possible, and then we're going to appease the hardcore fans. We're going to appease the guys on Operation Sports. Well, we'll probably never appease them, but they'll start to like it, sort of, maybe.
Yeah, good luck with that battle.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. But, at least they can see that the game can maybe get close to their expectations, and I think that's like you hit on there before. It was just really tough to turn it into a simulation game before, whereas now I hope it's actually really tough to turn it into a really glitchy arcade game. So.
Now, Ian, I ask a question. I saw Donnie's tweets on the roster update that he was doing, and he was tweeting all of his updates. I followed as much of it as I could. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, really cool.
I don't know if you can share this with us or not, but I'm going to ask because that's my job. Any plans to do any early patching of the game? Have you guys, game's coming out Friday. Can we expect any patch early on, or do we got to kind of hang tight?
No, it's going to come a little later. I never will ever commit to a patch date because we've gotten burned on that so many times before. But, I guess kind of the good news is that we don't have a day one patch. And the good news behind that is that we feel like the game is really good. There's going to be issues. We know there's issues already. Pasta's been sending me emails directly of things he's seeing and he's hearing. And then obviously I'm all over the forums and the community just kind of keeping track of what the big deal is. But we're trying to have a patch out roughly within the first month. I don't know, maybe earlier, maybe later. But we want to make sure that we have as many of the kind of big issues that we knew about already. So, we're still fixing stuff. The patch isn't done yet. And so we're trying to make sure that we get in all the kind of key elements. And then what we'll do with patch 2 is what we did last year, and that's really going to be, totally focused on gameplay tuning and the major focus from the community. So it's kind of tough. Last year we basically put out patch 1 on launch day. And I don't know how much you guys know about this, but the process, you only get 2 patches for free, and it's really expensive after that. So by putting out a day one patch, you basically have one more shot at it to get something right. Whereas now we're waiting a little bit longer. We're able to get more stuff in the first patch, and it means that patch two is going to be way more meaningful and hopefully kind of really close to that perfection that we feel like we can hit to, you know, get a bunch of the major gripes. So, I mean, people are complaining about blocking, for example, right now. That's a pretty loose, you know, thing to tune. There's so many aspects to blocking. It's really hard. So we fix a couple of the major bugs in patch one, but then we just let the community play and give us the rest of the issues, and we try to go with patch two. So I can't really tell you what's in them all. I mean, I know the stuff that's fixed, but you never know what makes it. We'll obviously keep everyone updated as soon as possible. You know, I'm trying to get that broadcast camera in that people know about as soon as possible. There's just a lot of, like, things like that that I just don't know the timeline. I just know that we'll get them out as soon as we can.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm just scanning the chat room real quick, but I don't see anything there.
I thought you were going to ask me about Mike Vick. I thought you were going to ask me about that. But. That's the number one question from everybody. And the official answer
right.
is we can't put him in a roster update until he signs. So as soon
there
as
you
he
go.
Does, we'll put him in. I can't wait to get him in the game, to be honest. So hopefully he signs.
Hey, Ian, this is Gambino from the Madden Lab. I know as a Titans fan, the Titans were in the final five or seven teams interested in signing him. What would you think about that if he signed there?
Vic in Tennessee? I mean, that would be awesome.
No way.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
Did you watch the game Sunday night? I know it was preseason. Things are looking good. We don't need that guy.
Are you kidding? Did you see Vince Young? Did you watch that
game? Oh, Vince Young is horrible, but did you see Patrick Ramsey dotting those guys?
I know, but get Vince Young out of there and bring Vic in.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I was at the game, man. I went to Canton, and I saw it all live, saw the fake punt live, the best opening touchdown in history ever. And that was, I think, I don't know, wherever Vic goes, I don't know if he's going to make much of an impact. And it's just really interesting to see, like, how the press is going to make it. And I just can't wait for the stories. You know, I think it's just going to be such a media blitz when he finally signs and starts playing. It's going to be bigger than anything else going on, bigger than Favre, finally, something else. So.
All right.
I'm curious to see how his Madden version of him has aged through the years. I mean, that'll kind of be a pretty good testimony to the differences in this game than it was, you know, 3-4 years ago. You take a guy like Vic, and he won't be anywhere near as successful or, you know, hopefully he won't be near as successful being as cheesy as he was back in the day.
Well, it's really interesting. You know, when we knew he was getting out, and Donnie added him to the free agent list, like, early in alpha, just to put him into the game so we could see, like, this exact situation. You know, if he came out, would he be dominant? And, I mean, definitely, obviously, the new accuracy ratings make him way worse than he used to be. But, I mean, Pasta would know. Pasta's still there. I mean, he's been playing with Pat White. He's obviously pretty similar in skill set. He's got better accuracy. But what do you think, Pasta?
Yeah, I was gonna say he's probably pretty comparable in that regard. With White, you know, I like having the mobility too, but going deep is dangerous, especially if you try to place the ball. All I can do is kind of throw it out there and hope Ted Ginn goes for it, and anything underneath I have to be really careful with. If I get lazy, it's getting picked off.
Yeah.
That's why I have, I think right now I'm through eight games, and Pat White has, I think, five touchdowns to 16 interceptions, something like that.
Wow.
But I'm 5-3. He's hanging in there. Pennington got hurt for 10 weeks in the preseason. I had to go to him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've been keeping up with your updates. That's always pretty cool to, you know, to watch. And I agree. I mean, I played a couple games with Pat White just up here when we were in Canton, and if you try to lead anyone, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You really have to just kind of lob and hope that there's no one that's going to be in the way of the pass. So.
Yeah, you lead them and it sails. Even on like an out route, they'll just sail over his head and out of bounds.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Ian, I saw you guys were playing Madden at the hotel bar in Canton. Do you guys have like an entourage that just brings a 360 and a copy of Madden with him wherever he goes?
I didn't expect it, but, you know, we showed up and there were a couple of different people on the Hall of Fame committee and that were from the community, and he just showed up with an Xbox, and he's like, I just figured you guys would bring Madden with you, and we luckily had some copies. So, yeah, they rooted down and played the entire time. So, I mean, I showed up at the hotel a day late, and they'd been playing in the bar all night, all day. Like, the bar's closed, and they still talked the hotel into letting them stay there and just play all day. So, I mean, these were obviously community guys. It's one of their first looks at it. They'd just been playing the demo, so they were really excited. So, yeah, I mean, we posted up and even let a lot of people, like kind of random drunks, came in and got their first chance to play Madden. So.
Probably not much difference between them and the average OS user anyway.
Easy, easy. I don't want to ban more people.
There we go. No foreign Nazis here. Hey, Ian, I got a question. I saw your interview, you and Donnie, on ESPN, and TJ, who's your mama, was very upset with his rating. At the end of the day, did you guys make any adjustments, or did you guys just say, hey, we stand by? We stand by what
Yeah, hell no. We didn't change anything.
Good.
Forget that.
Good. That's,
because
that's what I'm
saying. If we do, it's over, right? I mean, the second we change it because of people bitching about it, there's no way. So,
right.
I think Donnie is 100% correct. I mean, I wasn't even – they asked me to go on that show with him, and I was like, I don't even need to be there. Donnie knows his shit more than anybody. So I think I was just there for some moral support. So there's no one going to tell Donnie, you know, really how – grossly inaccurate he is. He might have stuff here and there that he's not catching up with, and I know he keeps talking about how great Twitter is, but people really close to the organization can kind of give him information. Yeah, we're not going to change anyone that just complains to the media, without a doubt.
Hey, speaking of Donnie, Ian, I'm actually playing him online as we speak. Can you give me a quick scouting report?
He's not very good.
Okay.
To be honest.
He held me to a punt on my first possession. I'm a little worried.
Yeah, he tries. I mean, he trying to think what he runs a lot. He loves to run little out routes and little dumps out into the backfield.
Right.
He's not a real. He won't test me deep very much. But who's he using? Texans
he's
or,
using Tampa Bay. I've got Buffalo.
Oh, the Bucks. Oh man, he's got nothing. He won't be able to throw it deep. He can just probably sit all over the flat zones and you'll kill him.
All right, appreciate that.
Hey, we bring in one caller. Let's get a quick question in here real quick from the audience. 619 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hi, thanks for letting me on. I just got a question for Ian Cummings.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering, because of the new accelerated clock feature, will you be only able to play 7 minutes? Okay, this is for ranked games online. Will you only be able to play 7 minutes with the accelerated clock, or will there be another option for 5 minutes and no accelerated clock?
No, it will always be 7 with accelerated for reasons
earlier.
Yep.
Okay, so but if you're starting an online franchise, can you kind of move that around?
Yes, that's custom for every online franchise.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, thank you. Great job in the game.
Hey, thanks, dude.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. See that?
I thought he was going to let me have it.
I was waiting for it, too.
As soon as you said, right. I've got a question for Ian Cummins, I cringed. I was like, oh, here we go.
Hey, listen, I had my hand on the hang-up button, so I was with you.
Just one right, quick thing about what they were saying about Pat White, just real quick, is that have you ever played a Madden game where you put a guy in quarterback and said, I'm really worried about throwing with him?
No,
I mean, has anybody ever really said that?
No, not me.
I mean, until this year. I mean, before this year, I could put in my – I wasn't worried about Steve McNair getting hurt because I could put Kyle Bowler in there and not really worry about it. This year, I mean, I put Troy Smith in, and, yeah, I've got good mobility, but I'm not going to throw the ball. You're out of your mind.
Yeah, I think it showed up in the Game Shark review by Bill Abner and Donnie was really all smiles today at work because Abner basically says the most important change to the entire game is the ratings. And that really was all just a brainchild of Donnie. You know, he came to me in November, you know, and we were just kind of working on the game and he said, here, check out this, you know, this file. And he had basically stretched out all the running backs and he's like, just check it out. Let me know how it plays. And immediately we were like, holy crap, this is amazing. You know, cause I was using the Titans and just seeing the difference between Lindale and Chris Johnson that just wasn't there before. You know, there really wasn't that much of a difference between those two guys. I think Lindale was like a, you know, couple, I don't know, maybe 10 points of speed less than him, and their trucking and elusiveness ratings were very similar, not very far apart. and it just changed the game so much. We didn't have to change a line of code. We didn't have to change anything else, any kind of animations, and that alone we knew we'd really kind of hit something big. So the quarterback stuff is obviously just the same impact, if not more so.
And like I said, going back to the Ravens, just on that line, I mean, you get role players now. You don't have role players in your Madden's past. I've got three or four guys that are, you know, three or four hybrid outside linebackers. Paul Kruger, I can put him in a defensive end position. I'm not worried about his overall rating anymore. I'm worried about his block shedding. I'm worried about, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And even my middle linebacker next to Ray Lewis, Tavares Gooden, is a 65 overall. Madden's past, I'm kicking him to the curb. Now, I look at his ratings. He's got a 93 pursuit rating, which is perfect for him because his other ratings are lower. But it gets into guys, which is perfect for the Ravens' swarming defense.
Yeah,
I mean, it's little things like that that really add to the game.
Have you gotten into year two yet? Have you gone into a draft? Has anybody gotten into a draft yet?
No, not yet.
That was honestly one of the biggest shocks to me. So obviously, you know, the draft classes are handmade. I didn't play head coach too much. I knew that, you know, I saw the draft and everything, and I was kind of blown away with all the detail they put into it. But having the handmade draft class, it's so different when you get into round two or three and you have absolutely nothing to choose from. You know, it's like you're looking at guys that are all 50-ish caliber players. And so, you know, Donnie and Josh is just like, you can't give them enough kudos to this really relatively kind of small change that's made such an impact that you have to, you know, you no longer have a team full of superstars. You're really trying to figure out, okay, this one strength, you know, this way that I play, I really love to run man coverage. So I'm only going to go after man coverage corners, and this is all I can go for because everyone else is terrible. You know, it's just such a really cool aspect. And doing that online, it just makes it so much better.
Sounds great. Let's try one more call since we had such good luck with the first one. Let's go one more time. 813 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Who
is this?
The boy. What's going on, man? Jesus.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
I jumped in here a little late, and I just got one question about the fatigue factor. I heard Ian talking about people saying it was broken, and he's saying it's not broken, and complaining about their running hurry-up all game. I've played two or three games so far, and it's annoying. I got to tell you, it's annoying to lose Adrian Peterson for a whole drive when I'm not running hurry up and I'm not giving him the ball every down. I mean, he might block two plays, get the ball two plays, take one big hit, and he's gone for a whole series. I mean, that's kind of heartbreaking for someone trying to build their best player on offense, really one of their only weapons. So.
Who did you say is going down?
That was Adrian Peterson.
Peterson. So, I mean, yeah, I guess the thing to look at would just be, at least, you know, in my opinion, would be to check out, number one, his stamina rating. I don't know what it is. It's probably pretty high. But, like, finding a guy like that we do progressive fatigue this year. And so this is something that is, you know, I meant to write a blog about it, and I never did it. But this is something that everyone's been asking for forever. So based on, you know, your quarter length, if you keep hammering this guy the ball and keep, you know, pounding the ball, then he's going to have to not recover. He doesn't recover as fast as he did before. And he's supposed to really recover at kind of real-time rates. And so if you have shorter quarter lengths, then that's actually going to be slower because we wanted to kind of simulate him, you know, trying to mix with like a 5-minute quarter versus 15-minute quarter or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, if I've had drives where I'm playing the game and I throw like, three or four straight passes to like Fitzgerald, and then he's gone for two or three plays. And it's like, it does suck, but it's like, okay, well, I can't keep killing him, you know? I think everything that those guys do takes an impact out on their fatigue. So in real life, I mean, you're always seeing Peterson come out on third down if it's a passing situation. So if you're not doing the same, or if you've got him in there blocking all the time, he's just going to keep getting hurt. You know, he's not going to have that time. So, I mean, the suggestion I would have is to rest him more early. You know, if you're pounding the rock with him the whole game, even if you say you're not, you know, you got to try and give him a breather. So that's all I can say. I think it's doing pretty well. I mean, if it comes out like, you know, and there's a million games that get played, who knows how many games get played, 20 million games get played in the first week of Madden, and it's like a resounding 100% yes that they think fatigue is broken or it's too impactful, then we can change it. But I personally don't feel that way at all. I think it's really – very realistic and just gives you a whole new strategy that you have to deal with that you didn't have to before.
No, I understand where you come from, and anybody who's ever played me
I'm definitely not pounding the rock all the time. I was just using him as an example. I've only played a few games. I've only had it for a few days. I was just using that as an example. I'm a tournament player. One thing I did want to compliment you on, I know I came in and that was a negative note, but on a positive note, the game speed slider from very slow to very fast, I think that was a great addition to the game to make it to where a lot more people can play. People who couldn't handle the speed can slow it down if they need to, and then people who think the game was a little slow, I like to take it up to very fast. I hope that MLG chooses to play with the very fast settings. I don't know if that's got talked about. Like I said, I jumped in a little late.
Jeez, I need to drink like 10 Red Bull before that time.
That's really, really hard to play.
To me, the very fast setting is exciting. It's bringing more of the feel of the older games. Stick work, being able to use the aggressive catching animations instead of holding it. I feel like that makes the game a lot more fun, and that's what I've been playing on. But I just wanted to.
I'm glad we were able to support that. You know, I think I've had a ton of Twitter posts since people started getting the game where they say, "Man, the game feels like shit. It plays too slow," and I'm just like, "Go change it." And they're like, "Oh, cool. They didn't even know it existed." So I think that one little addition, people kind of asked for years. I think this year it was needed more than ever with all the changes to the way the players moved and, the way that kind of momentum was more important, all those things. So I'm glad. I mean, I hope people know it's there. I hope people don't get turned off by it being too slow or too fast and then, just trade it in or something. So.
Hey, while we're talking about those sliders, Ian, the injury slider, how sensitive is that? I mean, if I jack that thing up to, 75, am I going to be seeing injuries like every other play? How sensitive is it?
I don't think that one's really sensitive. I know the other ones are very sensitive, and that was, again, something from the community. I was just so sick of hearing people saying they didn't work enough that we just totally maxed them out. Injuries and fatigue, both, there's sliders for both of those. I don't think those have the same amount. I don't think, you're going to have quadruple the amount of injuries if you jack that one up. But I know it not only does it adjust the frequency, it also does severity. So it should give you some more serious injuries as well.
Okay.
Because I know that was a issue. And there's also some kind of things to know. I mean, injury system itself, we have a lot more bonuses to get injured on special teams. So guys get hurt more on special teams just, as a default. So if you jack that up, you're going to probably start seeing them happen more on special teams first before they start going out into the normal game. I don't think it's ultra crazy, but who knows? People, again, your sliders forum will be loaded up here pretty soon.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, trust me, we're already ready for it.
Let me bring in and bring back NJ Rod, who said he had a quick question. NJ Rod.
Hey, what's up, guys? Ian, real quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you play fast online, or is online stuck at the slower normal speeds?
It's stuck at the terrible normal speed.
it's not terrible, but you know.
Yeah, no, it's something that we actually did have the foresight to change to a server setting, so we can flip a switch and change it at any time. But I feel like normal is a good balance. I mean, I think Pasta, was it you that wrote today how you felt like it was just too fast still? And
yeah, it reminded me more of how it used to play last year or. Where I felt more pressured. It was just sloppier. It was more sacks, more interceptions because people were rushing passes out. That's just how it came across to me.
No, I mean, I agree. I honestly prefer slow, to be quite honest. I think, there's some weirdness with it. The animations don't look as urgent. The running animations don't look as fluid when you're on slow. But it's just a way more fun experience to me because maybe I'm getting old or something. I don't know. I can't play on very fast like that guy. He's crazy.
That's the thing. It's like I used to get at the top of the show. I talked a lot about how things would frustrate me, and it didn't this year. And that's part of it because I don't feel rushed to do everything. I don't. Maybe my head doesn't work as fast anymore. My hand eye coordination doesn't. But it's like such a more pleasant experience in slow.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll see. I guess we'll take the feedback once it ships and. Maybe we could even do cool stuff maybe we'll say, hey, for today we're going to put the game on normal or today we're going to put it on very fast and see what you guys think. So we could do some stuff like that and just gather feedback because, that the speed, game speed is so freaking polarizing. It's like you can never get anyone to agree. I mean, I even posted a poll on OS back in, I think, December or something, way back when, before we even, basically when we decided we want to do it. And it was like exact 50-50 split, whether they thought too fast or too slow. So no matter what, people are going to not like it. So unfortunately, we can't make it so people can change it online themselves. It's just causes too many disconnect problems.
Okay. I have a question from the chat room from Steve-O, and the question is for Ian, and I quote, do you follow the tournament scene at all? Do you know any of the big names that play? Now, it is important to note that Steve-O is one of those big names that play, so we might as well put that out there as full disclosure, but that's a question for Ian.
Oh, man, I know Steve-O from way back. No, I'm just no, I really don't follow it too closely. I used to when I worked on like Madden 04 and Madden 05, and we had hired DCAS, Daniel Castorani, who used to work on Madden. He's a big tournament dude, and I actually went to a couple tournaments with him. You know, I just really wanted to figure out that whole scene and that whole culture, and that's really when I started getting just blown away with how these guys were playing the game. And you know, I don't keep up with the top ballers in Madden Nation or anything like that. I just, because it makes me sick, to be honest, when I see the exploits. You know, not the way those guys play. They're just trying to win. They're trying to be competitive. And we've allowed them that. That's what makes me sick, that, you know, we've given them the tools to play Madden that way. So I try to bury my head in the sand and kind of ignore it until we finish Madden 10.
All right. Fair enough.
Nothing against those guys. I don't want to act like I hate tournament guys. I love that style. I love playing competitively, but I hated that we had these bugs in the game that people could, you know, do, and they did them all the time. It just makes you really frustrated.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Rod, did you have one last quick question?
Yeah, Ian. You know, with Ian talking about that, we were just talking a little bit before before Ian got on the line. I'm sure he probably was listening about sim tournaments. Now, Ian, you know, with you working with EA, like a lot of the stuff that EA does promote as far as tournaments is pretty much freestyle, whether it had been the Madden Challenge or even Madden Nation, you know, to an extent. Would you think EA could do something as far as, like, you know, maybe supporting more of the sim community, you know, for a tournament scene? What do you think about that? Because a part of the reason why, you know, people play a certain way is because, you know, that's what's put out at the EA Challenges and Madden Nation, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, I would love that. But number one, EA is not really all that closely related to those groups. They kind of do their own thing. I mean, like, I have never talked to anyone from Madden Nation or from the Madden Challenge. They run their own ship over there. And I guess secondly, it's just like when there's $100,000, like, people are going to do whatever the hell it takes, you know. So I would love to do a sim-only tournament, but I think I even saw some good commenters in your chat room. Like, there's just no rules. There's no way to say, you know, oh, that's not sim or that is sim. I mean, you can try. You can say don't go for it on fourth down if you're not losing or whatever it is, or you can't run the same play twice. But how can you even – you know, dictate some of that stuff. So it's really difficult. I think it's about finding a community of people that have the right style of play as you. Whenever you introduce money into that equation and people's livelihoods into that equation, they're going to do whatever it takes. And so I don't know how easy that would be to pull off. I would totally commend anyone that could find a way to do it. And I would love it if EA, I would love it if Madden Nation really was never televised, to be honest. But I just think like it's just really tough, man. When if you got a group of guys that are going for a $100,000 prize and a trip to Bermuda, I can't imagine telling them, all right, well, let's clean it up and don't run the same play over and over again and don't rocket catch. I don't know how that's ever going to work.
And I can tell you, as a guy who's run leagues for many years, the more rules you have, the tougher it is to enforce. And particularly the whole discussion on sim versus freestyle and how you define sim is a discussion that it'll just never go away. And I've played in leagues before I started the EAFL where they did things like tell you you had to run the ball a certain number of times, you had to pass the ball a certain number of times. And it just, you know, it almost becomes where you just can't play the game because you want to make sure you're doing the things that they consider sim so you don't break their rules, and now you can't even really play your game. So it I'm not saying it can't be done, but it definitely is a tall order when you start saying, okay, we're going to create a sim entity, and it is very, very subjective. There is really no universal standard on what sim is, so it's a tall order. But hey, you know, I'm with you. If it can be done, then there's a whole market out there that is just dying for you know, that level of attention. So
most of it's also on us. I mean, we need to make sure that style of play just can't be utilized to win. You know, that really is you know, the kind of long-term vision of you know, my design team is that a, you know, an NFL coach can jump into Madden and be competitive with a guy that's got, you know, 20 hours in the lab. You know, that's really what the long-term vision is, that stick skills are not the only thing, and it's not about finding exploits or money plays. You know, I think you see features that we've done this year, like adaptive AI, that are early, but they start to cut down on that type of stuff, or fixing the fullback dive, or trying to fix the rocket catch, which I still have no idea if people have figured it out or not. Who knows? But, you know, we're really trying to just cut down that stuff out of the engine so that it can't be utilized, and just bringing the game back to a simulation so that somebody that has pure football knowledge, which is, you know, this online Operation Sports franchise, like, should be so interesting that you got a bunch of purists, 32 people, all football heads, and they're not going to be trying to win every game by any means necessary. They're just going to try and go out there and coach a hell of a game, and I think it's just going to be a really killer experience. So hopefully we keep delivering that. That's it.
Well, and the
sounds
thing
good.
He mentions about that, I mean, coming from OS, coming from the sim site, I mean, I understand what you're saying. You put more, the more rules you put in, the more aggravation you come in, and that's one of the reasons we even created that OS franchise, is to show people that if you have the right mindset, people can play sim, but it's a mindset thing. You just have to go in and say, you know what, this is how real football is played. Rules never work. Any league of rules I've ever been in has been shut down within the first two seasons. And it's just, you have to have a group of guys that know what sim football is.
Yep.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
I'm going to get out of here, guys. Is there anything else you guys are pressing?
No, that was great. We're actually about to wrap up, so your timing was great. Nice surprise to have you join us tonight, and we appreciate it. And again, from, you know, if you, as much of the show as you heard, double thumbs up. It seems as though the game is really, really scoring big points, and we expect to hear nothing but continued great things when the game officially drops on Friday.
Cool. I can't wait to play all you guys online, man. It should be fun.
Looking forward to it. Ian, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
All right. See you guys.
See you.
Take care. Ian Cummings, lead designer, EA Sports. Surprise visitor to the Madden Voice tonight, and we appreciate that. And now I got to go through the laundry list of participants, which is, the list is really long of people that I have to thank tonight. But let me start with the first guy that was on the phone and has been on the entire show, almost 2.5 hours. Pasta Padre hung in there for the entire show tonight, and we are so grateful that you did.
I made
you know,
it. Yeah.
You made it.
you're like the guys they show on TV during the seventh round of the NFL draft who are still there.
they're called Jets fans.
Yeah,
they're referred to as Jets fans.
Well, I know for one, I appreciate it. Hopefully you didn't use up all of your Madden Voice patience on this one show. Hopefully we can get you back on again at a future date.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to come on. I had a good time.
Well, appreciate you having you coming on, and everybody check out Pasta Padre's site, his blogs, his insight, and pastapadre.com. Go check it out. And again, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
Take care. I believe we still have Chris from Madden HQ. You still on?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right. Real quick, because I feel like we kind of lost you in the shuffle when we got Ian on and all of that. But real quick, I don't know that we got a clear understanding of Madden HQ. So tell everyone about your site.
Yeah, it's a new site. It was really started by Rick Payton. He's one of the original guys from NCAA Strategy, the Utopia Forums. He's kind of branched off and started Madden HQ, and
he's asked me to help him out a little bit. So I'm kind of a support guy. I'm not the main guy. He's the boss. So I'm just kind of helping out. But a new place to get Madden news. He's done a great job of posting the Madden news of each day that's out there. He links to all the news he can find. He's been copying all the Pasta stuff and linking to it. Good job, Pasta. Just a good place to get Madden info, and that's really what the goal of it is, to help spread the word about Madden. And I'm from NCAA Strategies, and I was on before, so you guys know me, so I'm not a stranger either.
No, not at all, not at all. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming back on the show, and I will definitely have you on again.
Anytime. Thanks, guys. Great show.
All right. Take care. Appreciate it.
You do.
All right. And Millennium and TJ from Operation Sports, you guys have been really solid partners for us at the Madden Voice and the EAFL, and we appreciate you guys. You know, you promote us over there, you let us post stuff over there, and it's been a great relationship. We appreciate everything. It was great to have you guys on tonight.
Oh, pleasure being on. Thanks for asking us.
Yeah, definitely pleasure this side, too. We one thing we'll say is we really appreciate you kind of bringing the community together, too. I mean, all these sites on one show, kind of unheard of. So it's pretty sweet.
Well, we appreciate that. We try. You know, it's a large community. There's a lot of sites and a lot of people, but we do our best to bring everybody together and really bring the community the latest and the best information. So with your support and your help, we're going to keep doing it. So appreciate it. Thanks for coming on tonight.
All right. Take care, bud.
All right. Take care. All right, let's see who I have left here. All right, I think that was everybody who we had on as guests. And let me also just take a second and thank Console Kings, the top dog, CJ, called in, along with Butcher Black, called back. Want to appreciate it. Showdown from the EFL, appreciate him calling in. Glenn from Get Your Tournament called in. Sonny Chiba, a.k.a. Camp Low, called in. And we also had Brian from GameSpot call in. We appreciate everybody. I think I got everybody. And, of course, Ian Cummings calling in from EA Sports. Let me bring back onto the show. Let's see if we got A1 on the line.
Yo.
Okay, let's see if we got NJ Rod on the line.
Yep.
All right, and see if we got Gambino on the line.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, we have A1 now with KOTC and NJ Rod with KOTC and Gambino, of course, with the Madden Lab, and myself, Commissioner T, with the EAFL. And I think I'm going to turn it over to A1 to make what we think is a pretty good, pretty positive announcement for the community.
Okay. Man, that was a good show, all them people on there. All the people in the chat room, like, waiting for the announcement, like, it's just super big. But what happened, fellas, is now what happened is that KOTC, the Madden Lab, and the EFL, we teamed up, and what we're going to do for the Madden season coming up, we're going to have we created a partnership, and we're going to have a $3,000 Player of the Year award that's going to go out. So it's going to be $1,500 for the 360 and $1,500 for the PS3. The only people that are involved in this right now is, of course, the EFL League. So all the people in the EFL will qualify for it. Of course, the people that go to the KOTC tournaments and the online tournaments that we'll be doing on TML, those online tournaments that are posted on the sticky. So we got that going on. So it's like when you go to a KOTC event, it's almost like you get double points because you'll still get a federation Player of the Year award, but you'll have the KOTC, which will kind of be a bonus type thing. And then also that goes for the EAFL and the TML online tournaments.
And let me add to just support A1's statement. This is, you know, and I was thinking about how to present this, and you know, when you go to the NFL and they have the MVP award, but then there's a lot of other awards, Player of the Year and the AFC MVP and NFC MVP, and there's more than one award. Now, you know, we're all part of the Madden Federation, and the Madden Federation is going to have the Player of the Year award and the rankings and all of that, and we've decided to just do something up on the side to enhance everyone's tournament experience in addition to what's already being done out there. So by participating in a KOTC event, by participating competing in the Mad Lab Online Tournament or by being in the ESL, you can gain points towards that Player of the Year award as well. And we just think it's just another reason that people want to be a part of this community and want to be involved. And kind of a special announcement for the EAFL. EAFL, the sanctioned league, of course, will gain points. Minor leagues in the EAFL can be eligible for points, too. This is one difference from the Madden Federation to the KOTC award, is minor leagues will be eligible. However, you must have 100% of your games played for that league to be eligible. So in any of the minor leagues on the PS3 or the 360 side, if you've played 100% of your games, meaning the whole season completed, no sim, no forfeits, no nothing, then that Super Bowl winner will also be able to earn those points as well. So just a kind of an added incentive for guys in the minor leagues so that they could earn something in addition. So I don't know, Gambino or Rod, did you guys want to add anything?
No, I'm good. Pretty much everything has been said right there.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we just look forward to continuing to bring things to this community and just trying to enhance it. And I think this is just a positive thing. Just another partnership. And just something that I think we could all look forward to. I think it's going to be a good thing. You know, just a little bit more money out there for you guys to get your hands on. So, all right. So that was the announcement. With that, let me also thank A1 and Gambino and Rod for sticking around for the announcement. And I look forward to working with you guys as well as everybody else that's part of the partnership this year. I think it's going to be great. And appreciate you guys. Make sure you check out KOTC. Rod, what's the is it Prime Time? What's the
Prime Time Gamers.net.
Thank you.
Prime Time Gamers.net. You can go to njmaddenbowlers.com. The King of the Couch site is being redone with some ladders and stuff. So Prime Time Gamers, NJ Madden Bowlers, check there. Or Madden Holiday. You can even check there. There's some stuff coming down the pike with that also.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. And also check out the Madden Lab for the latest of what's going on in the Madden community. And we are certain that with the drop of the new game means what, Gambino?
Gambino?
Man, I set him up nicely, and he lost it. All right, I'll finish it then. With the drop of the new game, I'm sure that means a whole slew of new tips, e-books, and stuff from the Madden Lab, so get ready for that for Madden 10. There, I did it for him.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go.
Man.
Oh, man.
That was a nice intro, too, but I was breaking up too badly. I don't know what the end of your intro was, but it means if it's in the game, it's in the lab, then, yeah, of course. Duke's ebook is going to be done. I'm 99% sure that it's going to be done by Friday. I mean, he's been – I don't even know if Duke's gotten any sleep in the last 3 days because he's been playing, and then once he starts writing, he just writes. I mean, I hope he's mixed in a sandwich in there and maybe something to drink because, I don't think he slept, ate, drank anything for the last 3 days. The lab will be updated, I think, tonight. We got Heat, we got – Stops. We got, oh man, it's going down. I cannot wait for Friday. You guys are going to love this game.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you guys. Appreciate you guys hanging around. And I will talk to you guys real soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. All right. Hopefully you guys caught the full edition of the Madden Voice. And if not, please check the archive out. A lot of good information tonight. Get your game. If you don't have it already, get your game Friday. And no show next Tuesday, so there'll be no Madden Voice next Tuesday. But make sure you tune in to the Madden Voice next Thursday and to hear the latest on what's going on in the tournament community and also to hear the EAFL draft. It should be exciting. We look forward to it. And remember to join the EAFL because that's where all feuds are settled on the field.